I started getting email and texts last night. Dan won.
That's stupid. Who was texting you that?
Judge Coors.
Very kind of him to notice.
Friends of mine that you don't know. Just
like cop buddies or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Frisco Police Department text you?
And at first I didn't get it. But I started checking my emails on the phone. Then I got it.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan won.
He sure did.
I wonder how many more people wanted him to win this year just because of you.
I think there was a certain amount of a swell of support before the awards, because I got a few Facebook messages or comments, tweets, people saying, "Man, I'm pulling for you tonight. Man, I really hope Luke wins something so we can hear about it." And my God, when he won Entertainer of the Year, and that was announced, Twitter blew up, Facebook blew up. And that's me. I'm not even him.
Yeah, they're saying like Dan won. There was no mention of Luke Bryan. It just Dan won.
I think the important thing to keep in mind is when Luke Bryan wins, we all win. And I think that was the general sentiment. For whatever reason, goes through my dumb ass.
You know your taint was dancing a jig when he won?
I was pretty happy. Like, I gotta go to work. Gotta write some stuff. Writing stuff down on a cocktail napkin.
And the winner of the fan-voted ACM Award for Top New Artist is Luke Bryan!
Hell yeah! Wow. I'd like to say I didn't expect this, but well, let's be real. I deserve this here award. And if I hadn't won, I would have burned this damn stadium to the ground. I don't give a fuck if the Cowboys play here. My favorite team's the Toronto Blue Jays. I'd like to thank God, but he didn't have shit to do with writing Shake It for me, girl. In fact, he tried to talk me out of it. I'm glad I didn't listen. To Miranda Lambert, I just want to say fuck you right in your big fat face. And to my dear friend Blake Shelton, I'd like to say I'm sorry about that time I on your back. To Garth, I want to say, this is what you get for only giving me one hug, you piece of shit. I'm glad I beat you and all these other bitches they nominated. Jason Aldean, you can suck it. And Florida Georgia Line, you're a bunch of indecisive pussies. Make up your goddamn mind.
He was quite excited.
I'm going to start drinking now.
I may join you. It was actually because we were at a bar picking up food for dinner, and we had to turn on the ACMs. So the sound wasn't on, but we could watch. Every time, Luke just flashing his mug across the TV, just couldn't possibly just like, yes, yes, give me more.
And all these other bitches they nominated. Jason Aldean, you can suck it. And Florida Georgia Line, you're a bunch of indecisive pussies. Make up your goddamn mind. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, though. I came here hoping to bang a cheerleader. It didn't happen, but at least I gave Jerry Jones some glory hole backstage. But I am really impressed by this place, Cowboys Stadium. This place is huge. Not as big as Miranda Lambert's ass, but it's still pretty big. Oh, hey, guess what, Miranda? You may have won 4 awards tonight, but I know your t's has gone bad. I also want to thank big-eared Tony Romo for throwing that football to me. And I'd like to make fun of him, but honestly, I look up to him because he left Jessica Simpson at an IHOP in the middle of Texas. I told Blake to do that to Miranda. Bitch probably wouldn't even notice, especially if it's all-you-can-eat pancake day. You bastard better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that shit down.
Oh, I forgot to add the music.
Man, just the power of Luke. He eyeballed the guy and said, don't.
Yeah.
Get your hand away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what kind of clothes music they were using.
Oh, I think it's just generic crap. It's just like something orchestral usually.
Yeah.
Some type of bumper.
You know. I'll fix it between now and the end of the show.
Okay.
Up in the middle of Texas. I told Blake to do that to Miranda. Bitch probably wouldn't even notice, especially if it's all-you-can-eat pancake day. You bastard better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that shit down. I'd like to take this moment to say f*** you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank...
He just picked everybody on there.
Luke going off. Nobody's safe. Give you some of that.
Man, I hate them robots. They're big, always trying to take over our planet. Damn, you trash yours up. Why you gotta mess with ours? Yeah. Bastard, better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that shit down. I'd like to take this moment to say f*** you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumann. And f*** you to...
How did the ops manager for KSCS get in there?
Just felt like putting a couple people just sort of like a little hat tip.
Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumann. And f*** you to the Dallas City Council for making me pay 5 cents for a plastic bag. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the person most responsible for making this happen. Me, LB out.
The Decepticons.
Man, they are big a-hole robots. They don't want to enslave us.
Y'all know Optimus Prime had a sword arm?
I wasn't aware.
That's why I asked. Some people don't know.
Is there any real audio from the ACMs?
Man, you want real stuff? Yeah, I got a little bit. Let's do cut. If you want, cut four is his actual entertainment.
And the Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year is Luke Bryan.
I'm up here with Steven Tyler. Thank you. Listen, guys, what an amazing night of music to be here in Texas with so many heroes that got awarded tonight.
Damn, his read is almost as good as yours.
There's a reason why I do what I do.
I had to find it on the fly. I didn't realize Steven Tyler announced.
Yeah.
I don't know who that chick was that I pulled.
That was a different award from a different time. That was, I think at the beginning of years it said New Artist of the Year.
I don't know. I'm just trying to pull it on the fly.
And the winner of the fan-voted ACM Award for Top New Artist is...
Top New Artist. Right. Yeah, I blew that one.
Eh, still works.
I'll still fix it.
Yeah, we can put Steven Tyler in there.
And the Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year is... Luke Bryan!
I'm up here with Steven Tyler. Thank you. Listen, guys, what an amazing night of music to be here in Texas with so many heroes that got awarded tonight. So many wonderful things. Thank you, Capital UMG. Thank you, my wife. I love you, baby. My kids at home. My fans, Country Radio, Don Gates. My management, Kerry Edwards, Corin Capshaw. My babies, Blake Shelton, my co-host right here.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody. Woo! Thank you, Dallas. We love you, country music fans. I love you, Luke.
I love you, Blake. Also, thank you to my lawn guy. He's special.
Why?
Because he washes all my baby birds.
Oh, it's right. I forgot you like the smell of a freshly washed bird.
I do, man. It's sweet and succulent.
What is cut three?
Cut three. At one point in the evening, Tony Romo showed up, and Luke and Blake Shelton, the co-hosts of the show, they had a little fun with the football stuff.
Tony, listen. You're the starting quarterback. This is AT&T Stadium. Will you just do me a solid? Can you throw a pass to my buddy Luke here, man? Just throw him a pass. That's all I'm asking.
So Luke? You have look at him. Luke, can you even catch a pass? Hell yes. Hey.
I can, man. I'm good at catching balls. I'm just not used to doing it with my hands.
Seeing me catching all these awards?
Yeah.
I brought my sticky gloves.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell you need sticky gloves for? Your hands are already sticky.
All right, Luke, you ready?
I'm getting out of the way.
You guys ready?
Bad deal.
Give me that.
Just to make sure this is legit. This isn't one of them deflated balls, is it?
Come on. Blake, we're the Dallas Cowboys. We have real balls.
Did he throw the pass?
Yeah, he did.
Did he catch it?
Of course.
All right.
Man, Luke catches everything, including STDs.
Yeah, I mean, he caught the ball, and of course, because it's the sports thing, he got because New England Patriots are the team that were supposedly caught with their deflated balls. Now a bunch of their fans are all butthurt about the joke on the ACMs last night.
That's not funny.
Well, yeah, it is.
It is. Your team got busted for cheating a couple of times.
Alfie, you got a big black magic marker in there?
Yes, I do.
Like a big one?
Big giant one.
Yeah, bring it in here.
Got it.
Let's look at the video stream. I colored my mustache and goat too dark.
So how's the Sharpie going to help?
Well, darken my hair. Put some streaks in it.
Maybe not.
Oh, yeah, that's one I use on a standby.
Okay, I'm not a hairdresser, but I don't think that's going to work the way you think it will.
It might.
It also probably won't.
Let's see.
Do some like on the side, not on the top.
Where?
I don't know, like above your sideburn. That one may not be so obvious.
It's hard to tell.
Do you want me to do it?
No, don't you messing up my hair.
Oh, yeah, you just let you do it yourself.
You look any darker?
Well, your forehead does, where you touched
it. Forehead?
Yeah. Are you're serious? Why are you doing that? Oh, my God.
Is that looking better?
No? I'm going to say this. You are literally coloring your hair.
Uh-huh. No? Yes?
Yeah, you just need to go to the restroom and get the marks off your forehead.
Yeah.
Will it come on? This is permanent.
I don't think it's that permanent.
You think?
Well, your hair's going to grow.
Yeah.
Looks better where you hit the hair.
Go for it. Hit some more.
I do this sometimes when I'm out of mustache and beard coloring. Lightly hit it with that.
With a Sharpie?
Mm-hmm. You can't tell.
You ever thought about just letting it go just to see what would happen?
See how gray it would get?
Yeah.
My hair or my goat?
Both.
I think my hair is probably about 30% gray.
I think you should let it go just because some chicks dig that distinguished gray look.
I am not Bob Barker. I will not.
That's not the same. Bob Barker is like platinum white.
I think my goat may be all gray.
Okay.
I don't like that.
You don't want to go for the Michael McDonald look?
No. The spray tan I've been using lightens my hair. I don't know why.
Well, light can brighten things. Even in a tanning bed.
No, the tanning spray.
Then I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe you're just getting it in your hair.
Hmm.
Although there is a drastic downside to using the Sharpie for hair coloring is now you smell like a marker.
Well, I care. Ain't no bitches up here.
Well, then why are you coloring your hair?
Because I'm on the video stream.
Oh, God.
And the bitches watching, won't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's one of the things they always list on desirable traits is Sharpie head.
This will come off with alcohol, won't it?
A little bit of vodka will take that off.
Sure?
Yeah, I've done it before.
Why? Why?
I had a pen explode on me up here, and all I had was vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And came right out.
Are you extending your eyebrows?
Yeah. No.
What do you think? You just, with a marker, you connected your eyebrows to your hair.
Mm-hmm. Alfie said it'll come off. If you're lying to me, I'm going to kick you right in this pee hole.
I've had vodka take off penning before.
But permanent marker?
Permanent marker, that and just regular alcohol. I think we got some rubbing alcohol, isopropyl in here.
See, the sad thing is usually someone's got to pass out to get drawn on.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Oh, my God. You just gave yourself a handlebar mustache.
Thank you.
You didn't want to do the curl?
It's kind of hard to do it using my iPhone. It's a mirror. For me, girl.
I don't know the amount that you're putting on will come off. You're putting on a lot.
That's pretty distinguished. Now you look like the Captain Morgan.
Start singing the mustache song.
Mm-hmm.
I may leave it like this all day.
I'm not sure you're going to have a choice.
You want one?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm good. I think this world can only handle a certain amount of sexiness, and we've reached its maximum.
Do I need anything else?
Unibrow.
Oh, don't make me go that far.
Really? Give yourself a Eddie Munster or a Dracula point.
Yeah, let's color my whole face to where it's blackface, and we will get protested.
You asked.
Is there a way to draw it where I look quizzical?
The eyebrows, yeah, do one that's higher than the other.
Shake it for me, girl.
Shake it for me.
Did that work?
Nailed it.
Did it really?
No.
Oh.
It looks like a weird clown eye thing. A little triangle on top of it.
Yeah, you should, you know, why so serious kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I was going back to the goatee and reinforce the handlebar.
No.
That's it's sort of like a classy joker.
Well, that top radio show in North Texas do today. The host painted what? All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
336, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Let's start up in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. And Irving westbound 114 right at O'Connor. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Loop 12 Walton Walker. And finally, in Irving southbound Loop 12 Walton Walker right at 114. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the exit ramp there. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by, well, from the Staples Weather Center. Eagle weather brought to you by the Bank of Texas. Clear skies tonight, 51 for a low, partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of some storms, and a high of 77. Right now it is 70 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Okay. Yeah, more. It wasn't the bumper that I thought it was.
That's definitely one of the shorter ones.
I wanted this one.
K-E-G-L.
Woohoo, Eagle.
The Eagle. Oh, man. Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. Was that it with the... Did I get everything off my face?
Looks like it, yes.
See, it came off. Why can't we all have handlebar mustaches today? Don't say anything about it on the stream.
Well, we've just said something about it, but like the rest of the show?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, yours wiped off easily because if you only had it on for a few minutes. I don't know what it would be like if it soaked in for a few hours.
Okay.
Why don't we just get like the actual fake ones you just stick on as opposed to poisoning our faces?
I don't know. The ones that you stick on look fake.
This is why you're number one.
Okay. Back to your flash audio. Was that it with the ACMs?
That was the most notable stuff as far as we're going to, you know, truly care about. But there was something very notable last night. They paid tribute early on, like the first part of the show, to Merle Haggard because he was one of the first recipients of an ACM award. And on the heels of that, he and Willie Nelson, they have their album that's supposed to be coming out here pretty soon, Cut Number Two. This is one of the first singles off of it called It's All Going to Pot.
Oh. Does it get better?
Depends on your opinion of better.
Well, now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. Lynchburg, Tennessee, so stood and hit the spot. I got $100 bill, friend, you keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger, I'm not, but buddy, let me tell you what. Ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot.
Although it is an innovative tune,
mm-hmm,
and snappy songwriting,
right,
that makes me want to produce bile and eat it.
I don't know why. For some reason, I thought you might actually like this a little bit. It, nope, it seemed kind of catchy, and it's got Merle. And the video, maybe I'm partly biased because it's the video is the two of them in the recording studio recording the song, and they're passing a doobie back and forth.
I thought Merle didn't smoke.
You thought wrong.
I could see Merle having some smoke.
He's an old man anyway. Like, it's not like anyone's going to judge him negatively for it. Like, oh, you pot smoking hippie. And Merle looked back and go, man, I'm old. Leave me alone.
He wrote a whole song about not getting high.
People change.
Yeah, if you're with Willie, I think it's one of those things you just have to do.
Maybe in the song where he said it was bad to get high, he meant when you're not with Willie. Like, it's okay if you're with Willie Nelson.
Because a lot of people like say, well, I'm never going on Willie's bus again because of their experience they had.
Like, they just couldn't keep up with the old timer, or?
Man, there's even THC coming out in Willie's farts.
Someone shotgunning Willie's butt.
Okay, well, that explains the email I got. Somebody was on Yahoo, and they just sent me a screen cap of the cover page of Yahoo with, you know, news, and up the upper right-hand corner it says trending.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And Merle Haggard was at the top.
Wow.
Look what you did!
Well, as much as I'm sure you'd like to take credit for that, it's also part of the pot song.
I'm sure that's exactly what it was. I didn't see Willie on there, though. Okay. Anything else before we start news?
Like some other audio. Cut five. John Lester's a pitcher with the Chicago Cubs. He was pitching against the Padres yesterday at Wrigley Field, and he snagged a hard ground ball in the second inning. However, he had a hard time getting it out of his glove.
Snagged by Lester. And he'll throw the glove.
And Rizzo drops his glove so he can catch Lester's glove. That's the smartest play in the history of baseball. But how about Rizzo dropping?
Make sure I got this correct.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get the ball out of his glove, so he threw the whole glove and the ball?
Yes.
Is that legal?
It is.
Wow.
The ball got caught in the webbing, so there you go. You chucked the whole thing.
Did it make it to the guy he was throwing it to?
Got him out.
Snagged by Lester. And he'll throw the glove.
And Rizzo drops his glove so he could catch Lester's glove. That's the smartest play in the history of baseball. But how about Rizzo dropping his glove? This is just very clever. Good thing the ball didn't pop out.
Damn.
Can't get the ball out, so he's hit. He's thrown the plate.
I think you were the one that said before, if it was legal to, instead of throwing to a base, if you could just throw and hit the runner and then be considered out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that. Actually, that I think that should count for two outs because that's a much harder throw.
To hit the runner?
Yeah. Like if a guy's trying to stretch a double into a triple and you can knock him out between second and third with a throw, that should count as a double play.
Also, pretty quick thinking on whoever it was that caught the glove and the ball.
Yes.
Hell, I'm going to have to drop my glove. Okay, I got to think of the rules.
At that point, you've reached the level. You know, it's as long as you got the ball, it works. I think even if the pitcher couldn't get his glove off of his hand, had he just run over there and jumped into the arms of the first baseman,
that
still would have been an out.
Yeah. And you just celebrate together,
right? Yeah, you just jump into a nice little bear hug on first base, still an out.
All right, somebody's got to do that once.
I know. Catch me.
Okay. I'm actually going to have to look for that video during one of the breaks.
And if you want, also Cut 6, a reporter for Buzz60.com. He was in New York last week talking to people on the street about new signs that someone put up that said no catcalling zone. The guy that... This guy that he spoke to, for some reason, didn't understand. He thought this was a good thing. That catcalling is good.
Oh.
You know, sometimes, you got to call a girl.
How would you call a dog?
Same way.
So how do you think catcalling makes the person feel?
It feels good. Like, watch. Let's see if we see a nice girl. How can you find a nice girl that I'm attracted to?
Oh, my God.
I do a lot of sweethearts.
Okay.
Does that work?
I don't know. You tell me. Yeah, I've never done that. I've literally not once has that even occurred to me to do.
Wait a second. Are you reporting is that girls don't like this?
They don't like catcalling.
Get the f*** out of here. Come on. We're just acknowledging that. You did a good thing today, getting up out of bed. Oh, sweetheart!
Some chick.
See that? The whole f***ing bitches love it.
Shit, clearly. This is so sad. Because it's...
Mamisita! You want some of this? Look at this. Look at it. Look at it. That's the way you handle mine. Like this, with the hands out.
Sure it is there, big fella.
By the time bitches carry my penis over their heads, looks like the crowd in Arsenio. No, that's not right. Never mind.
It's
raising
fine.
The roof.
Raising the roof is fine. When you said that they were carrying it around on their heads, I thought you were going to say it was because it looked like they were bringing water back from the well.
It takes four or five of them to do it.
It's a team effort.
Like in fact, the guy wasn't really in on this story.
No.
So the reporter just walked up to him cold and said, hey, what do you think about these signs?
Yeah.
I think it's good. But you shouldn't have the circle thing with the swipe to it. That makes it look like you don't want us to do it.
Well, that's actually...
Chicks dig that.
I don't think they do, sir. Have you ever had a woman respond positively to you doing that?
Oh, sure, every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that response? What are they saying to you?
They say things like, f*** off, which I assume they mean on her.
How about this?
Kiss my ass. I get that a lot.
So you think that's positive?
If a chick come up to you and say, kiss my ass, what are you going to do? Here in New York, we're genuine. Was that New York?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, so New York that even the guy's wearing a Yankees jacket.
I must listen to him again.
You know, sometimes, you know, you got to call a girl. You got, yo, you know.
If you don't say nothing, she ain't going to know you're talking to her. How else are you going to get her attention?
Have you ever actually gotten a date from any woman that you've catcalled?
Let me think how it would play out in my head.
All right. If you want, we can go both. We can do it both ways.
What's the other way?
Well, one way you say yes.
Another All right,
say
I'll
no.
say yes.
Really? It worked?
Yes.
And?
Now ask me again.
Have you ever gotten a date from one of these women you've catcalled?
No. There, now you've got it both ways.
Perfect.
I wonder if any women, they may not acknowledge it, but I wonder if they appreciate it. Because, you know, these guys don't catcall to dogs. To ugly women.
No, they don't. Not typically. I will say this. I think most women do not like it and don't appreciate it. However, I have known some women that would, on the surface, they would say, I can't believe this happened. Some guy whistled at me as I was walking down the street. It's so gross. It just, what, do you think it's ever going to work? Ugh, it was just gross. Yet, she would tell everybody about it. So it's not so much that she was offended. She had to tell everyone that some complete stranger found her attractive.
That's why I think they like it. They don't want to acknowledge it. Because you know the guys doing the catcalling. I don't know what this guy looked like. I just envisioned some big, fat, Italian guy.
Pretty much. He's a mix, like a little bit of like Brooklyn, like Bronx, I should say, Yankees fan. Bronx meets Jersey Shore.
Heavy set?
Yeah.
Beard?
No beard.
Balding?
No, actually.
Cap?
No, that's where the douchey Jersey Shore aspect came. He had like full but like stiff, like L.A. looks gelled hair.
I use extra Aquanet on my hair.
Really?
That way I don't have to wear the hats at the construction site. And I'm still get the thumbs up from OSHA.
Do you ever have anything ever fall on your head?
I don't know. Check my hair. That could be something up there right now.
There is a steel beam there.
Okay. Then the Aquanet works. One day up there, I found a freshly washed bike.
Man, I love birds.
I sent it to Luke Bryan. He's got this thing about freshly washed birds.
Man, I got the best fans.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
A woman on line one calling about catcalling.
Yeah, Susan. Hang on. Got it. Go ahead, Susan. Susan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Basically, just women are liars. And any woman that tells you she didn't appreciate being catcalled is trying to save face. Every single woman, that they look good. And a catcall is just another way to be shown you look good.
That's what I would think. Because, like I said, even as ugly as a construction crew might be, they're still only going to catcall to the hot chicks.
Every time.
Do you ever have guys holler at you?
Occasionally.
What do they say?
I tend not to walk down the street, so the random times it's been Hispanics, and I don't understand Spanish very well.
Maybe you should learn it.
I probably should.
Okay, thanks. Do you ever hear the phrase, pedo?
Dog?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know that they could be complimentary.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, man, you look at her. She's ugly.
Damn.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get back in the sewer where it's safe. Woof. El woof. My God, he's a chupacabra.
Hitting.
Second one's about about baseball?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Daryl. What did Daryl want?
Daryl was saying that anytime you throw a ball to intentionally hit a player, it's unsportsmanlike conduct.
We know that. I just said it. I passed. I thought it'd be cool.
It doesn't also necessarily mean that it comes with any sort of penalty. Like when a pitcher throws a ball at a batter, sometimes one just kind of slips and you hit the guy in the head and kill him. Other times you meant to do it. It's a very difficult thing to figure out on the part of the umpire.
It goes back to intent.
Mm-hmm.
Does the umpire, have they ever approached the man and went, hey, on purpose, accident?
I'm sure they have, but I don't
just
know
tell,
for sure.
This is us. I ain't going to call a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me.
You're not going to throw a flag on me?
Do I have a flag?
You're not going to pull any like red card out, are you?
I don't know what those are. I can do one of those things where I point in the air. And that means you don't get to play no more.
For a second there, I thought you were trying to say it was an infield fly rule.
No.
Okay. Well, then fine. Blow your whistle.
Do I have one of those?
Nope.
You know, I'm beginning to think you did it on purpose because you're a real dick.
If it makes you feel any better, hit me with your flag.
You know, sometimes, you know, you got to call a girl.
How would you call a dog?
Same way.
So how do you think catcalling makes the person feel?
It feels good. Like, watch. Let's see if we see a nice girl. So can you find a nice girl that I'm attracted to?
Oh, my God.
I do a lot of sweethearts.
Okay.
Does that work?
I don't know. You tell me. I've never done that. I've literally not once has that even occurred to me to do.
Wait a second. Are you reporting is that girls don't like this?
They don't like catcalling.
Get the f*** out of here. Come on. We're just acknowledging that you did a good thing today getting up out of bed. Oh, sweetheart.
And she turned around, ran towards him. They did the dirty dancing pose, and they got married and had babies.
Had you known he was going to be doing the story there, it would have been a perfect setup where the chick was in on it.
Yeah.
Hey, sweetheart, come in.
Woo, woo, woo. Was this a live shot?
No, this is an internet thing, so it was tape.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
I've never thought about doing it either.
Not once have I ever thought that.
Oh, I'll eyeball them and pop a curb. Yeah. And I don't know why. I have to look. I have to see that hot chick.
Yeah, for that 5 seconds, only thing that matters is that. Driving?
I've readjusted my priorities, and I don't know why. It's not like if we make eye contact somehow, we're going to get to have sex. You just see a hot chick, you got to stare at her. You have to. I wonder why they call it catcalling. When it sounds more like you're calling a dog. Unless it has something to do with el gato.
I think that may play into it a little bit.
Hey! Hey, sweetheart! I like that, the sweetheart.
Hey, sweetheart.
Here's the way it works. You throw out an endearing term, like sweetheart.
Oh, yes.
Like,
teach
see
me.
That chick over there
mm-hmm.
carrying that real cat?
Right.
Hey, sweetheart! I'm about to dodge an FCC fine. Show me that pussy!
Well done.
Thank you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
404. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Starting off in Fort Worth, northbound 35 W right at Beecham Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to I-30 in Louisville. North on I-35 right at Fox Avenue. Excuse me, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Round Grove Road. Into Irving, westbound 114, right at O'Connor. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from 183. And finally in Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker right at 114. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the exit ramp. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Clear skies and 51 this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance of some storms and a high of 77. Right now, it is 69. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back
to the Russ Martin Show.
So Chris didn't, he did make the announcement today.
He did, yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know what time Chris made the announcement. Beginning of a show, end of the show?
I think it was towards the beginning.
Oh. Don Davis said, hey, just to give you a heads up, Chris is going to be leaving the station to pursue his successful voice work.
Nice.
Which means, to me, I know that Chris is quitting. Not to, had it said, pursue other ventures.
Yeah.
That point, we wish them well in their new ventures.
Yes.
Well, you couldn't wish them well too much if you fired them.
Yeah. You didn't let them say goodbye to anybody. You instead called security and had them ushered out the back door.
Yeah, why isn't Chris gets to say goodbye? We didn't get to say goodbye the first go around on the, or I didn't, first go around on the Eagle.
Different management, I guess.
Oh. Even CBS, who loved us.
Yeah, it was the most odd thing. Hey, we're firing you. But man, we love you. I have a crazy idea. How about you don't fire us?
I hate to correct you every time, but...
You weren't fired. I know that.
I kept getting paid.
Yes, you did. Not that you were one to, you know, rub it in.
Well, it's not like our ratings had dropped. They had gone up. But they had been planning that format change, according to Gavin, early in that summer, like around June.
Probably around the time that when they change up the logo a little bit and actually put sports in that as part of talk entertainment sports. It's like, really? We're all stunned.
Well.
That and going after the Cowboys.
Yeah, they thought the Cowboys was going to be the big save for the station. We've got this, you know. That means we got really good programming on Sunday. That'll draw a lot of people to the frequency.
It does,
and then they'll want to hang around the rest of the week. No, it's like having a restaurant and having really good food on Sundays, but then selling chicken bile the rest of the week.
God,
maybe they won't notice.
Well, it's like. Number of lineup shuffles since then. At points, it seemed like they were weekly.
The shuffle?
Yeah. Like, hey, you're going to do mornings. Huh? I was just sweeping the toilet.
By the way, the access card we gave you is only good for a week.
Man, that's weird.
You'll get it on the stand by next Monday. Alfie, how's the, what do they call it, the fan?
Yes.
How were they doing in the men numbers?
In the men numbers, they weren't good, but they weren't horrible either. They've improved quite a bit over the past, like, 2 years or so.
Like men 25-54, where were they in the rankings?
I want to say they weren't top 10, but they were...
Top 20?
Yeah, they were top 20 for sure.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, I remember for the month of March, I remember, because it was same our afternoon numbers, because we were... Number one.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, it's Ben and Skin, they're on in the fan. They beat the hard line. They beat the ticket in the afternoon. So they were like ninth or 10th, and the ticket was 10th or 11th, something like that.
Then Ben and Skin owe us a thank you, because we took all the men from the ticket.
I don't know if they want to thank us for that. I mean,
Ben and Skin like us.
I know they do, but if I were them, I wouldn't thank you for it. Because
why not? It gave them an edge.
Okay, but why are you taking all the men? Give us some.
Well, they got a few.
Give us more.
I'm sure they got a few of the older ones from the ticket who can't change the dial. Oh, it's another 2 inches and I could reach it now.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of effort you're going to have to, you know.
Screw it. I'll wait for the nurse to come back in. She empties out my bag. I'll just get Bo or Jim to change it for me.
Yeah, when they do it, it's like watching a NASCAR pit crew. It's true experts. Top of the field.
Okay. How do we get off on the ratings?
Chris Ryan.
Oh. Have they named a replacement yet?
Not that I've heard, no.
Craig Ferguson. That would be my choice.
No. I say no, but I don't think that's an option right now.
They have one, but they haven't announced it yet.
Well,
do? Is it that bald-headed dancing guy from Six Flags?
No, it is not.
It is not Frosty.
Is that his on-air name?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, does he have a non-compete with Six Flags? For people that don't know, Frosty, I guess, fills in time to time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks like the bald-headed dancing guy in the old Six Flags commercials. Not as old.
No, no, he's much younger, but better
shape. But the first thing you think of when you see him is, yeah, I haven't been to Six Flags in a while.
I heard they got some new rides.
He starts singing that song and did, dun, 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 dun.
Dance, bald-headed man. Did you take Cyrus Cosmo's gig?
He
used to run the Roto Riculus.
He really should, for Halloween, that he should only have one costume.
Mm-hmm. Alfie, how do you know they've decided on somebody?
Don told me.
Well, when did you and Don become pillow talkers?
Don cornered me in the break room.
Hey, me must tell.
Don, I'm sure.
Can't keep secret. Don, hold on. Let me close door. Guess who we choose.
Don, I just wanted some coffee. I don't really care that much. I'm focused on the show.
You don't care about station?
No, I care about the station, but...
you're going to release the wild side.
I'm going to turn around and look at you. Is it a name that I'm going
to
know?
I don't think so. I can text it to you or IM it to you right now.
Sure, go ahead. You're kidding.
Nope.
Well, that's close to what I was going to suggest.
I'm going to write down a guess.
Well, I could have done it.
You're kind of busy.
I could record it. I'm sure people like to hear Shifted Gears playing rock.
Okay.
I have no idea what our playlist is.
That even makes it even better.
I couldn't, short of AC/DC, Foo Fighters. I couldn't tell you anything new that we play.
Yes, you can. 5:30 p.m.
5:30.
Almost every day.
Pretty Reckless isn't new.
Well, they're newer.
You're talking about Heaven Knows or whatever the song is?
Well, they have some other stuff. Oh. I think I heard a new song of theirs play over the weekend.
Well, they must have made their next payment to Don.
Play this one now. Me play song, take cash. Not Plugola, because Russ won't play.
That might be true. All right, so you recognize the name then?
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, so it's that you I thought it was that.
No. Do you want to come around and look?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this person.
The hell is that?
I don't know. But I think Shifty Gears would have done all right. Have to sound like AM, though.
I think Shifty would have been awesome.
97.1 Eagle. I'm Shifty Gears. It's Pretty Reckless. On the Mighty Eagle. Hell. Woo. Sorry, I got no snappy punchline.
That's what I love about Shifty. He's honest.
I'll be signing autographs at the BFD. I don't think they know they got the letters wrong. It's supposed to be RFD. But I'll still be signing. I'll sign anything. Boobs, tractors, garden weasels, works, aero carts.
Speaking of which, have you seen their infomercial?
Whose?
The Works.
No.
Yes. They have it. I saw it. I got a couple emails from people that were... I got a video from one guy. He's asking me, Dan, why am I watching a Works infomercial at 2 a.m.? I'm like, dude, that's on you. But I saw it Saturday morning.
Why are people fascinated now with... That's the wheelbarrow.
It is. So I found it because I'm flipping through the guide Saturday morning. It's like, okay, see if something's on, find something on. And then I see in the description, the title of the show, it just says, Best Wheelbarrow Ever. I'm like, that's it's got to be. It's got to be the. It's got to be our cart. So I click on the channel. I'll be damned. It's a Works Aero cart.
So like when it was 15 or 30 minute long ones.
Oh, it was a good half an hour.
Hey.
And then later on that night, they had a different one on about the little leaf blower thing.
It does. No, it doesn't do that.
No, a separate item.
Oh. I was going to say the wheelbarrow I got from Works Aero Cart doesn't blow.
No, it does not.
It picks and lifts and converts. But no blowing. And I still haven't figured out the 8-in-1. I know it's a dolly. Mm-hmm. I know it's a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
That's really two things.
Yeah, but it's other stuff too, because it's got the straps where you can, it can be a rock hauler.
That's like, still a dolly.
No, it's not. It's a rock hauler because you put the rock in like the netting or the fabric stuff that hangs off the front arms that come off, that point out the front of the aero cart. Sort of like a
doll. Like a blouse on a fat chick who's, you know, where the stuff's hanging out the front.
Yeah, it's sort of like a dolly attachment. Like this weekend, I used it to move a large potted plant.
Wow. However, rock station.
I know. However, my wife did not want to use it to move actual dirt and mud because she didn't want to get it dirty.
She didn't want to get the aero cart dirty?
Yeah. Because we have an old, nasty, dirty wheel, like one-tired wheelbarrow that's just,
that the previous owners left.
Yeah.
I would hunt them down and have that shipped to them. Because I don't know where they went. It was out of state, same city, whatever.
I don't know.
But you know, there's a listener that will take it to them and just dump it in their front yard.
I'm sure they will. But now we have the two wheelbarrows. One is the dirty, funk, nasty one. That's where you put all the mud and stuff. That's what Tara used it for yesterday. And then the nice...
Tara.
And then you have the nice, pretty, brand new Works aero cart that we move potted plants in, that which we can immediately wipe out.
No, don't get it dirty.
Did she really?
I swear. No shtick. I'll tell you the same story off air.
You know, if you really wanted to protect it, I'm sure it's probably hard to scratch, but the interior of it, you could spray with truck bed lining.
You might. And honestly, I haven't thought about it, but it looks kind of like a nonstick skillet anyway on the inside. So it might just be slick already. I just...
Don't put that nasty stuff in that wheelbarrow. Honey, it's meant to carry this stuff. Put in the old one. Well, that one's hard to use. It's only got one wheel on it. That one's flat.
Yeah.
The aero cart has two solid tires on it. Mm. Run flats. It will haul something regardless. No. Okay. But put a towel in it first.
Put down some parchment paper.
She's out there with armor all detailing it.
You people don't know how to take care of an aero cart. White trash.
I went out to, because she was making a new a raised garden bed, and so she was digging the stuff in the dirt to put the posts in, so to secure it. Come around the side, and she's using the old wheelbarrow. And she says, "Don't laugh at me." I said, "If you're starting out with that phrase, it's already looking uphill for you." But she says, "Don't laugh at me." But as I asked her, "Why aren't you using the new one, the aero cart?" "Don't laugh at me, but I didn't want to get it dirty." So then I walked into the backyard by the pool and started laughing.
There are two of them. There's one in my studio, and there are two of them in my office. Do you need another one?
No, I don't need another one.
I did use a lawnmower. Now, this is going to turn into a segment about the Works company.
Yes, it's more what we did over the weekend and, you know, silliness.
I tested it out over the weekend, the push mower they gave me.
How'd that work? Because that's the battery-powered one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two really big, we'll say, lithium batteries.
Yeah.
I mowed the entire backyard with it. Now, that's the fenced-in area of the backyard.
Right, not your whole acreage, but yeah.
Right, the fenced-in area is about the size of a normal backyard.
And that's the reason you got the push mowers, to do that small area.
Now, I got it to do around the fence area.
Okay, gotcha.
But I figured, you know, I'm just going to mow until the batteries go dead. I put on my vinyl top so I could sweat some water out.
Man, that's dangerous.
I was going, you know what? Either I'm going to lose this extra water or I'm going to die. I don't really care. I'm going to mow until the batteries are dead.
How long did it last?
The grass was wet, so I'm sure it was a little harder on the mower because it had rained Saturday night.
Yeah.
Half hour.
Okay. And I don't know because I've got a different brand of that I use a battery thing for a weed eater.
Uh-huh.
And it's got different settings. It's got like a high or a low. Mm-hmm. Does your mower have that?
It does. It has turbo and eco.
So what were you using?
I was using turbo. That's why. Real man don't use eco.
That's why it was half an hour. I bet on the eco function, you could have gone for an hour or plus.
Well, I was cutting the grass pretty low.
I
wanted to test it.
Yeah. Run it through the ringer.
And I mulch. I don't bag grass.
Mm-mm. The first time I used my papa's mulching lawnmower, my life changed. Because at home, I had the bag, and that just is a killer.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Bagging grass is for pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Real men mulch. That means there ain't nothing to pick up.
And it's also cut your time in half. Because the first time I mowed, everything was wet. I'd make like two passes, bag full.
And the bag doesn't just empty out.
No.
You got to dig it out. I don't want to dig through there because I don't know what I ran over. Especially if it's spring when the dogs decide, hey, it's time to outside so he can hit it with a mower.
That always smells pleasant.
Especially if you dig it out of a bag. If you mulch, you never have to mess with it.
Mm-mm. It all remains a mystery.
I thought I asked Charlie for a bigger one. Maybe they don't make a bigger one. It's a 19-inch. So that took me a while.
Hmm.
I wonder if Charlie screwed me around.
You think maybe they sent two and he took the big one?
I don't know.
We'll check and see if they've got a bigger one.
I thought I asked for the biggest push mower they had. Regardless, it works. Dropped a little water. Had a big day.
Didn't die. I think that's the main thing.
Came up here. Posted some videos on Facebook, added some listeners to the Still the One video.
Nice. Getting positive feedback on those?
I'm going to have to lengthen the jingle. Mm-hmm. It's not enough room for everybody.
Got a lot of submissions?
I got enough to fill up the video that's on there now. It's on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
The whole jingle that ABC used back in the 70s was about 3 minutes.
Right.
And I posted the video that I cut with all the black gaps in it. And went, hey, still room for listeners. You made us number one. You might as well be in it. I thought, okay, what we're using is about a 35-second jingle. That'll be enough. No. Huh. I'm going to have to go to the 3-minute one.
That's fun, though. I got it pulled up.
And at least the quality's not great, but some of them just look so stupid, you got to put them in.
Like the guy in the truck.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how he did it. The video he sent me was upside down.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'll play it if you're watching the video stream. I'll play it during this next break.
Yeah, sure. One of those guys looks familiar. I can't figure out why.
Some guy laying sideways on his car.
That's the guy I was just talking about.
I'm too lazy to get up. One. Well, some guy in his office, some guy with some big stupid beard going, ugh.
Oh, doing the, ugh. Oh, number one, okay. Ugh. Was he making that face and that sound?
He just, I don't know about the sound, but you could just hear it.
Okay. Yeah, pull it up. I'm watching it right now.
Pull it up what?
I thought you said you were going to play it.
I said it during the break.
Well, go ahead.
People can't see it on the radio.
It's not always about them. It's one of the first things you taught me.
Well, I can play it on the stream, but on the air, you won't hear any of the music.
Okay.
I could play the jingle. So, yeah, I posted it on all our Facebook pages and went, all right, here's the deal. Made us number one. You should be in the video.
Yep.
If you're going to use your phone, sideways, HD only.
And how's with the response,
everybody has followed those rules. I should have said something about maybe turn the lights on.
Unless you're purposely trying to hide your identity. It's just a silhouette giving a finger.
I would like a pot maybe in front of a landmark. You
you know, in front of the Sundown Square or the Water Gardens.
Yeah.
They still run that?
Yeah. Just don't dip your toe in.
In front of, I don't know, just different places in North Texas. In front of Six Flags. In front of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. In front of Ron Chapman's house.
I don't know where he stays.
Well, his plumber does.
Oh, that's right. His plumber called us and talked to us about that.
Mm-hmm. Hell, if you're the plumber, go in.
Just point at Ron?
Yeah.
You go, uh-uh.
Yeah.
This man behind me is still one. His number two, you don't want none to do with. That's why I'm out here every week. This man staying away from fiber, he don't know. Every week I'm out here. I went, Ron, you know you could do that with a coat hanger. Just jab at it and break it up. Maybe just stay off the Metamucil for a month.
Yeah, just it's okay to be backed up every once in a while.
Get you some nanners. Break your own up. Try some citrus. Okay. You need a break?
Yes.
So they've already chosen a replacement for Chris Ryan. And then, don't you have to put something in the newspaper or Craigslist or the green sheet, Thrifty Nickel or something?
Yep. I'm surprised they didn't ask you for not just to do it, but ask your opinion. Hey, Russ, anybody you'd like for us to bring back to the Eagle or anyone that you know that you think would be good on middays to replace Chris?
Do you know any colored fellers we could tell no? Just so we satisfy some of these government regulations. Mm-hmm. We probably should have said they'd already picked his replacement. That we made it up. It's a bit.
It is.
Plus, if that's the real name that Alfie sent me, mm-hmm. all you got to do is change one continent.
I think you're onto something.
And then I think you're golden with the EIEIO people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ain't going to say anything.
Mm-mm. And that's somebody you're never going to fire.
I love that in about a week people are going to really get that joke.
Yeah, that's too bad it's going to take that long, but...
It'll be good when you get it.
Yep. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
It's Dan O'Malley for our good friends over at New Fine Arts, and with a great message, because tax season, it's finally over.
Not really.
Unless you're like Russ and you extend your taxes years at a time.
Actually, I filed at the beginning of the year because I knew I had money. I always have money coming back. That's why I never sweat it.
Gotcha.
Well, but I knew I was going to have to buy engine for the Batmobile.
So that's why. So you're excited. You got your engine for the Batmobile using your refund.
Right.
Other people.
Hang on a second. Something's going on live on Channel 5. Sorry to interrupt your spot.
No, this looks
chasing
fun.
Chasing them for to begin with, but we know that they do believe this person is in this neighborhood somewhere.
This right is a there helicopter shot, circle. And you see two black and whites. Right, I don't know what city.
In this neighborhood somewhere, and police again believe they have this person kind of cornered, so to speak, in this area.
And you see Fort Worth police are conducting this search. This chase began in Fort Worth, but as we've mentioned, that it went through the streets of Haltom City and North Richland Hills.
Well, how did we miss that?
I want to ask you, does this now become a multi-agency effort?
There's a cop actually riding on the side of the Suburban, I guess getting ready to either jump off or maybe he's the one with a bottle, or I don't know.
like the assistance of the other agencies involved, it certainly helps them. The issue will be communication between the agencies.
I wonder who that is.
Can they talk to each other on the radio?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Are they able to directly contact each other in the field? And if that
sounds like they got an expert in there.
Back down to Fort Worth PD only.
All right, and Don, we've gotten more information, more explanation as to why
police searching Haltom City neighborhood after carjacking.
A carjacking. These suspects were believed to be involved in a carjacking. And right now, police are looking for the suspects from that crime.
Yeah, we have just confirmed that these suspects were behind a carjacking of a silver Honda Odyssey. Does that tell you, Don, that they are looking for someone who might be violent or might be armed then?
Well, that is correct. We know that people that drive silver Honda Odysseys are violent in nature. Even people that carjack those silver,
Odysseys.
Odyssey. They are violent criminals. They are heavily into recidivism. Thank you for asking me.
Wouldn't it also be possible that if you carjack anybody, you could just kind of blanket statement violent?
No, that is not correct.
So they didn't. So it's possible they could just ask nicely for the vehicle.
That's one time that I carjacked a man and his buddy named Leron out of their Miata. And they were happy to acquiesce a vehicle to me.
Oh, really?
Yes. I let them finish their oral sex nature act. Because Brian was a celebrity, I had heard of him on the radio. He's an idiot that calls a radio station. Let Brian, you make commercials. And best of. Uh-huh. You little prick.
He's big time.
Like, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. New Fine Arts. Unless you've got a Batmobile that needs a new engine like Russ, maybe you're going to do something fun with your tax return. So why not head over to New Fine Arts and let them help you spend it. Let them help you spend it in a fun way where you know you're going to have a good time afterwards.
I have big time because I know the prices are reasonable in New Fine Arts. That's where me, I'm Brian, I'm an idiot caller. It's about a month ago.
I know.
Me and Leron shop there all the time looking for different things to put in our book.
And at New Fine Arts, they've got it all. They have the biggest and best selection of adult toys. Lubes.
They got plugs, they got rings, they got, it sounds like you're buying car parts.
It does.
But it goes on different things.
It does, as well as DVDs, so that way you can get new and crazy ideas to use for those different car parts.
No, DVDs won't fit. I tried.
Maybe use more of an instructional type or idea generator as opposed to
using
the actual...
I know, that's what they were for. See, because I'm Brian the idiot that called a few weeks ago.
I know.
We driving me out with my lover, Leron.
We got to really spell things out for you. But in case you're also into the vaping, they have all your vaping.
Leron is pretty loose back there.
Really?
We actually were able to get a laser disc in his butt. And the player.
I don't think New Fine Arts recommends any of that. But I can recommend all their vapor products, including the CBD-infused vapor and edibles.
How is it you can recommend their vapor products?
Because they look nice and smell nice.
Do you use them?
I do not personally use them.
Isn't that illegal?
No.
Okay, then. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm Brian the idiot. Called about a month ago.
I've shopped the New Fine Arts, so yes, I've mentioned other things they have. They are always open, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What is your favorite thing from the New Fine Arts to put into your book?
The Greatest American Hero, I think is what it was called.
The curly-headed blonde guy?
Yeah, it was an appearance he was doing.
Believe it or not.
Did he fly into your eye?
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get the instructions from the aliens.
No, he didn't, but he was walking on air. Three convenient locations. New Fine Arts in Dallas, 1720 West Mockingbird, 1966 West Northwest Highway, Shiloh Road and Northwest Highway. Find your ozone at New Fine Arts.
441, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W, right at Highway 287, Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is back from Golden Triangle. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. My bad, I'm sorry. I'm trying to run all, get the chase in there as well. Also in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. The left lane there is blocked by a broken glass. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. And finally in Dallas, southbound I-35, just before Market Center, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Regal Row. This is also causing a backup back on 183 back from Regal Row. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the
the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Tonight, skies will be clear and cool with a low of 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of a few storms, along with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, it is 70, but 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to RussMartin.com.
Alfie.
Yo.
Is Jerry Reynolds' phone number in there?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to call, see if he's got time to give me an update on the Batmobile engine.
You got it?
Oh.
I don't know who's building it. I don't know if Ford Racing, the racing team's building it, and then Five Star Ford's going to install it. I know that the engine was finished Friday, and they were supposed to put it on a dyno today.
Woo.
To see if it was going to put out 600 horsepower, which again, on a 20-foot long car, is not a lot of horsepower.
Oh yeah, it's like a baby on four wheels.
It's going to be better than what it's got, because I didn't realize the 78 Lincoln, which is what my replica is built on, is only pumping out 212 horsepower. Mm. Like, how the hell did that move around a 5,000 pound vehicle, 2.5 tons?
Yes.
How? How could you even get up to highway speeds?
Yeah, when you first told me that, I was really surprised, especially when I know that...
I was embarrassed. I didn't even want to mention it on the air.
If you knew how many horses you had, would you have ever raced anybody?
No, and I don't know how I beat anybody on the freeway.
Yeah.
Off the line, it's like I'm dragging 8 cars behind me with no wheels.
Hey, what are you hauling? Bricks. Just dead weight in general.
I'm towing 5 cars behind me with nothing but rims. The transmission dragging.
You can also, if he gets a hold of him, if Alfie gets a hold of Jerry Reynolds, you can ask him about the ACMs, because he was there last night.
How did you know? I knew because I got an email from him. We were talking about car stuff. And he goes, got to go. Headed off to the ACMs.
He posted on my Facebook. He posted on my wall a short video of him at the concert, and right at the moment, like, Luke Bryan was going through the crowd, I guess going from one stage to another one. And I think Jerry tagged it with something like, hey, Dan, didn't know you were here too.
Dude, this is your own fault.
What do you mean my fault? I didn't...
When? Well... He not answer?
No, he did not.
Okay. He could be... feeding. when you first started doing Luke Bryan, how long has it been? Was it right after he won the ACMs last year?
No, because he was the CMA Entertainer of the Year. Because,
okay, I'm sorry. I got the things confused.
It was, I don't know, 4 months maybe, 5 months?
Yeah, I would say so. Because randomly started saying it, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, Dan had walked up to Chloe and Alfie's desk, and I guess you guys were playing audio.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan said...
I'm Luke Bryan. Hi.
And then Alfie and I lost it and go, oh, hell.
Next thing you know, their little fingers start clamoring away.
I don't know what they were working on today. I went, Luke Bryan needs an acceptance speech. Write it, give it to Dan, bring it to me.
It really was fun to see all the different people saying, oh, I can't wait to hear what you say tomorrow.
I didn't know until I started getting all the text last night. The first one, I think, was from Judge Coors. Dan hit her again.
It was kind of like the day that Big Tex went up in flames and you felt that pressure to do something, to come up with something. I kind of felt the same way as far as Luke Bryan winning last night.
So did you write anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't mean to step on your
no.
creative toes.
No,
I just
not
went
at all.
To our writing staff, Chloe and Alfie.
Well, and I
went, I need an acceptance speech for Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
You get 30 minutes, get it to Dan, have it cut, get it to me. I'll add the necessary sound effects.
Yeah, we all, they worked on that. I gave them a, I gave them the Decepticons.
What do you got, Alfie?
Jerry Reynolds on the hotline for you.
Mr. Reynolds.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
I thought we were on Cliff.
Wow, that's all sorts of wrong.
It's a pleasure to be on 1190. Is that the right thing to say?
It's up to you. I don't know how much longer they're going to keep us on. It's free. Who cares?
You're up to point two.
You know what? It don't cost them nothing, so...
there you go.
But a thank you? We get anything from them? Nothing. And now you'll be on in the morning at 1190.
But you, and I'll be listening.
Plug your website.
It's carprousa.com. Thank you very much.
So why is exactly do you have Kevin McCarthy on?
Well, you know, it's a loyalty thing because when I started the show, which would be 14 years ago in September, I was afraid to go on by myself, and he was kind of like on the beach at that particular time, and Dan Bennett would let him out of his deal to come on and do this thing with me on, ironically, 1190, which at that time was Fox Sports. So he's been with me ever since. I'm just very, I'm like a real loyal guy.
You keep him around because you feel an obligation.
Well, and his wife's hot.
What is it, Yvonne?
Yes, Yvonne. Yeah. You met her.
Oh, yeah, I did her. Did you do her?
No, I have not.
You didn't do her?
No, but thank you for asking.
Oh.
He must be the only one.
I did her.
Alfie did her.
Yeah. I think most of the guys at the Ford Racing Company did. Kevin knows I'm not kidding.
Yes, you are. Stop it.
Did they, who put the engine together for the Batmobile?
It's called Automotive Engine Rebuilders. They're a Dallas-based company. It's been in business for, I don't know, 30-something years, and they are the official.
Full disclosure, I am paying for everything. I'm not getting anything for free or a discount. I'm not getting screwed. But
$31,000 you're paying.
Woo! When you say rebuilders, but this is a new engine, right?
It's a brand new engine. They're putting it together. In fact, it's already put together. I've sent you an email in the last 10 minutes or so that, yeah, it wasn't great news. The electronic engine computer that keeps everything running right is on back order. It's probably going to be another couple of weeks, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it.
I'm not wigged out about it.
I know. I get it. But it's because we're adding fuel injection to a 427, which didn't come with fuel injection. So, but it's going to be great. It's going to be running over 600 horses. And I've told you 600 all along, but I really think it's going to be more than that.
And they're sure that this is going to fit underneath the hood of the Batmobile.
No question about it. I mean, as long as the Batmobile is a 78 Lincoln Town Car, like I've told them all along,
that's
going to bolt right up.
That's what it was. And yes. Mark left the original engine in there. So
there you go. It's going to do well.
As long as you're right. I just pulled it up. This is a long email. Engine needs to go to Detroit to be dyno over there. Okay, whatever. I'm fine with it.
Well, you can't dyno a car normally unless it's in the car. And they don't want to put it in the car, in the Batmobile, until they know for sure it's over 600 horses, like I told you.
Okay.
It's coming along.
I'm fine with all of it.
I know Pittman's coming, and you could drive it if you wanted to, but just tell him it's going to be awesome.
Well, he can ride around in the General Lee.
There you go. Not a bad second choice.
I'll pick him up. I think he's going to be in town this weekend. Isn't that right, Dan? Edgefest?
Yes.
Yeah. Pick him up, the General Lee. Take a crew. Don't tell him. Hey, we're going to go through Oak Cliff. Don't worry about it. Keep your window up. Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's better than driving him down Buckner Boulevard between Bruton and Lake June.
Yeah, you know? I don't take, that's where I grew up, and I don't take the Batmobile there anymore because people will jump in.
I don't even get it in that part of town anymore. I grew up there too.
Big fan of Horn Williams Ford?
Son, that was my first job. I started washing cars when I was 15.
Wow.
At corner Williams Ford.
Look at you, Russ. Thought you were being cute.
corner of Buckner and Bruton.
Buckner and Bruton. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Was there. Built that dealership in 1962. It was there for 40-something years before it went bankrupt.
Yeah, we used to get our car serviced there. I think my mom was screwing one of the techs.
That okay. Could be.
Could that have been... No, you're not old enough. Never
mind. No, I'm not old enough.
Oh, and we'll go. Quick congratulations to Jerry Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
He's been added to the board of directors for the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation Fund.
Really?
And I'm very proud of that.
That's amazing, Jerry. Seriously, congratulations.
No, I mean it. That makes me feel really good, and I want to be a good contributor and help in any way that I can. And,
oh, there is no
you
voting.
Know how much? Oh, well, that's okay. You know how much I believe in the foundation.
I do,
and that's the main thing.
And I make sure you get credit every time, and you never ask for it. So.
Well, that's all right. Are you liking your police shirts? I promised you one shirt from every market my show airs in.
I got one from Cleburne today. Are you on in Cleburne?
That's from an actual Cleburne police officer.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
yes.
My radio station I own airs in Cleburne. Does that help?
Station you own in Granbury?
Yes.
What'd you get for that?
I didn't tell you.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
I know.
What's a radio station?
I'm telling you.
What do they do background checks? Do they make sure, do you have to, if you have a record, can you own one?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe what I went through to get FCC approval. It took almost a year. And I got to clean. I'm clean all the way through.
Well, I'm clean, too.
I've never been to South Lake. I don't even know.
Jerry knows to avoid Pleasant Grove and South Lake.
Exactly.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, boss.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right.
Oh, man. I was going to ask him a question.
Well, what?
Oh, it's no big deal.
Jerry Reynolds, car pro from BAP, KRLD, and his website.
CarProUSA.com. Now, I was just curious because we've often gotten in the, you know, in the heated debates of, you know, Ford versus Chevy versus Dodge. And Alfie's usually having to wrangle all those input with the phone calls. And I figured we got a car guy here. I wonder if he leans a certain way.
No, I think he's all across the board. Mm-hmm. He'll test drive different vehicles. He likes Dodge. He made sure and sent me the video when he test drove a Challenger Charger Hellcat,
mm-hmm.
which I guess they're still selling. The Challenger Hellcats are not selling.
Okay, gotcha.
Or they put a hold on it.
Yeah, because they're having trouble keeping up with demand.
But I've owned all different makes and models. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, as far as trucks. Alfie's the one that just says... people that drive Chevys are maggots.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly what he said. And he said it from the driver's seat of his Ford F-150.
Mm. Huge.
Huge F-150.
He Damn. Also hates, is that a police chase on 11?
God, I hope so. It says live breaking news.
I don't know if that's local, though. Let's see. What is that, TV3?
North of San Diego. It started in Escobar.
North of San Diego, don't care. Let's see. Alfie also hates Android
with a passion.
Says
Alfie, you're shaking your head no, but who makes all of your stuff you buy?
Just because I own a bunch of Apple stuff.
Exactly. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. You hate Android.
No, I don't. No. I know.
You made racial remarks about people who own Androids.
What? No. No, I have no. Yep. No.
Saying that their ethnicity ends with oid.
No. No.
Mm-hmm. Caucasoid.
Mm-hmm.
Mongoloid, and then you finished it up with idiot, and then the other ones.
No.
He really makes things uncomfortable.
You know, you can have your preferences. You can have your bigotry.
But you don't have to slam the other side.
Well, there's no reason to tell everybody.
Just to just discriminate.
Hey, stop beating on my window and running off.
No, I don't hate anyone.
We do not allow Dago knocking. Let's see, what else does Alfie hate? He hates Ford. No, he loves Ford. Hates Chevy. Hates Androids.
I think he loves Pepsi. Hates Coke.
I didn't know that. Really?
No, no, I don't hate any of these things.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm indifferent on all of them. I think they both have their strengths and weaknesses.
You don't show any loyalty to anything?
No, not in this situation.
How about Tide or...
All.
All.
Cheer.
Cheer.
I've used all three of them.
We don't know. We only know Tide because we watch NASCAR.
Please stop. People are going to tear me apart on the phones. Please, please stop.
That's kind of the idea.
Aren't you a big Houston Texans fan?
No, he is. God, I forgot about that. This last year during the football season, the Cowboys played the Texans, and Alfie kept trying to tell me, man, my Texans are going to kick your Cowboys' ass, Dan. J.J. Watt's my God. If he was here right now, I'd suck him till he was dry. He loves J.J. Watt. Oh, my God. Alfie's the one that sent me the link 20 different times of J.J. Watt performing a 61-inch box jump. And the reason why I point this out is because Alfie sent it to me naked.
Why were you naked?
I don't know who the hell J.J. Watt is.
You can play dumb all you want, but you know that he's your favorite.
You love J.J. Watt. You masturbate to J.J. Watt. I bet you masturbate to Ready Killer Watt. Say you don't.
I don't masturbate.
Liar.
Yeah, the subject line was sexy box jumper.
Everybody masturbates to Ready Killer Watt. He's unisex. Let's see. Alfie. Let's see. Hates Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Hates Android.
He also likes Carolina barbecue, not Texas.
Hates Texas barbecue.
He does. He hates Texas barbecue. He likes the vinegary tang of the Carolina stuff. He does.
I bet you like Ardmore dancers over Texas dancers.
Alfie.
Is that true?
That's not true.
Do you like the vinegary taste of Ardmore dancers?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
507. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. Whole lot going on right now. We're getting started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Highway 287. Decatur cutoff got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Golden Triangle. Also, Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. All lanes there are now reopened from that earlier incident. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. Into Dallas, southbound 75, just after Royal Lane, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Spring Valley. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, just before Market Center, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Regal Row. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace this Thursday at the Bomb Factory. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Tonight, the skies will be clear and a low of 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A chance for some storms that start out west may come in, but we'll see. And a high of 77. Right now, it is 70. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Meaning to play the other one.
Play the other one. Makes you happy.
K-E-G-L.
Woohoo! Eagle.
The Eagle. Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I think the guitar I added contributes a lot.
I think it does too. Mm-hmm. I really do.
That's a whole lot of pick scraping going on.
And the I added more than pick scraping. I played chords.
Yes.
Yeah, and the pick scrapes are in the right places.
Mostly.
But it's the flair. That's the fun. Anyone can play chords.
But I added chords.
I'm just saying.
Stop me from shaking.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I call those bitch scrapes.
Bitch scrapes? Well, for that song, it's definitely fitting.
Good. Have we started news yet?
We have not.
Well, let's go ahead and do that. 5:11, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, April 20th, 2015. Birthdays today. Joey Lawrence is 39. Carmen Electra turns 43 today. Mila turns 45. She's a porn star. She's been in over 340 films, including... She Squirts Till It Hurts, Triple Penetration Debutante Sluts 4, and Wild-Assed Pooper Slut.
I think Pooper Slut had a lot of CGI in it.
Yeah, it did.
I like that one.
Speaking of CGI, Andy Serkis turns 51. He's played Gollum in Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies, and he's also going to be in, or is in, Age of Ultron, the new Avengers movie, and The Force Awakens come December. Crispin Glover is 51, played George McFly in Back to the Future. Clint Howard, Ron's less attractive brother, is 56. Jessica Lange is 66, and George Takei is 78 today.
I'm not saying it. All right, I'm saying it. Oh, my.
There you go. Well, nobody dominated last night's 50th annual ACM Awards, although Miranda Lambert was the top winner with three awards. Actually, I think four total. She won Female Vocalist of the Year, Song of the Year for Automatic, and Album of the Year for Platinum. However...
But she did not win the top award.
She did not. The top award, Entertainer of the Year, went to the one and only... Luke Bryan.
And the Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year is Luke Bryan!
Wow. I'd like to say I didn't expect this, but well, let's be real. I deserve this here award. And if I hadn't won, I would have burned this damn stadium to the ground. I don't give a fuck if the Cowboys play here. My favorite team's the Toronto Blue Jays. I'd like to thank God, but he didn't have shit to do with write and shake it for me, girl. In fact, he tried to talk me out of it. I'm glad I didn't listen. To Miranda Lambert, I just want to say, fuck you, right in your big fat face. And to my dear friend, Blake Shelton, I'd like to say I'm sorry about that time I c***ed on your back. To Garth, I want to say, this is what you get for only giving me one hug, you piece of shit. I'm glad I beat you and all these other bitches they nominated. Jason Aldean, you can suck it. And Florida Georgia Line, you're a bunch of indecisive pussies. Make up your goddamn mind. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, though. I came here hoping to bang a cheerleader. It didn't happen, but at least I gave Jerry Jones some glory hole backstage. But I am really...
He just kind of goes wheels off.
Is this 2 years in a row for him in the ACM? Entertainer of the Year?
I think there was a one-year gap. I think he won in 13. It's probably Miranda in 14. And then he won 15.
I don't think Miranda's ever won Entertainer of the Year.
For the ACMs?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, she probably won the ATMs.
Yeah, she wins that every year.
Sorry, I should have wrote that down and give it to you.
That's good.
Excited, though. I came here hoping to bang a cheerleader. It didn't happen, but at least I gave Jerry Jones some glory hole backstage. But I am really impressed by this place, Cowboys Stadium. This place is huge. Not as big as Miranda Lambert's ass, but it's still pretty big. Oh, hey, guess what, Miranda? You may have won four awards tonight, but I know your t's has gone bad. I also want to thank big-eared Tony Romo for throwing that football to me. And I'd like to make fun of him, but honestly, I look up to him because he left Jessica Simpson at an IHOP in the middle of Texas. I told Blake to do that to Miranda. Bitch probably wouldn't even notice, especially if it's all you can eat pancake day. You bastard better not start that goddamn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that down. I'd like to take this moment to say fuck you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth.
All of them.
Certainly can't say that he didn't have a prepared speech.
No, he was.
So once it went, they go, I did not know I was going to win. I would have prepared something.
Man, that's bullshit. Write something down, even if you don't know you're going to win. I always write something down, even if I'm nominated alongside Miranda. I know I'm probably going to lose, but hell, you never know.
Unless it's the best contest.
Yeah, in that case, Blake Shelton wins. Hey, you bastard better not start that damn music. I ain't done yet. That's right. You better turn that shit down. I'd like to take this moment to say fuck you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumann.
J.R. Schumann.
Yeah.
Ops manager for KSCS and the Wolf.
Yes. Also afternoons at KSCS.
Does he not play any of Luke's stuff?
No, he does. Plays lots of it. Just one of those. I just think it'd be funny. I think at some point, someone's probably going to text him today and say, do you know what your friends on the Eagle are saying about you and Luke Bryan?
First of all, do you know that Luke Bryan, you're on his you list? You're on the same list with the Decepticons. What did you do?
And Hank Williams the Fourth. We don't even know if there is a fourth.
Yeah. It's, you know.
For all we know, it could be a baby.
It's Hank Sr.
Uh-huh.
Hank Jr.
Right.
Hank III.
Who's doing his music stuff.
I just assumed there was a fourth.
That's the beauty of it. If there's a fourth, F you. If there's not, it's a future F you. And plus, it's just funny if there actually is a fourth and it's a baby. I could see the headline porn now on some like TMZ site. Luke Bryan, dog cusses baby.
F you to Hank the Third and Starris to the Fourth.
I'd like to take this moment to say fuck you to the following people. Justin Moore, Jason Aldean, the Decepticons, Hank the Fourth, Brooks but not Dunn, that deep voice guy at Oak Ridge Boys, both of the Bellamy brothers, Mo, not Joe, Robert Jeffress, Dan Lewis, and that sack of shit, J.R. Schumann. And fuck you to the Dallas City Council for making me pay 5 cents for a plastic bag. And last but not least, I'd like to thank the person most responsible for making this happen. Me, LB out.
LB.
Yeah, because it's weird and kind of rude to refer to yourself in the third person. That's why I just initialize.
You could have said white chocolate.
Well, maybe next year. LB out.
And you shot on Blake Shelton's back?
Man, it just stuff happens in rehearsal. You get a little riled up. He got a little too close.
Were you using country music fluffers? You didn't shoot when you was hugging Buck Owens' dead body, did you?
Why you got to ask such probing questions?
Let me get this straight. You shot on Buck Owens' dead body?
I didn't say it. You did.
You have not denied it.
No.
Did you shoot on Buck Owens' corpse?
I would like to plead the fifth.
Think about that, to shoot on his dead body.
More like two.
I'd like to plead the half.
Mm-hmm. That really was a great night, though. 50th annual ACM Awards at Jerry's World. Woo! Man, that man walks around town with a halo around his head.
Blake Shelton said in an interview he thought 95% of the people in North Texas were country music fans.
95, huh?
Did you feel that last night?
I did. Well, there's like 70,000 million bajillion people in that building. I felt special. And I really would like to have hugged all of them. And even as special as the evening was, there was so much y'all missed on the broadcast. The stuff you did not see.
Things behind the scene?
Uh-huh. For example, remember when I caught that pass from Tony Romo?
I haven't seen the video yet, but
Well, I did.
Okay. How far away was the pass?
Oh, it was like 1,000 yards. It's cut three if you're curious.
Okay. So I can go back to your flash. Cut three.
Tony, listen. You're the starting quarterback. This is AT&T.
This is Blake Shelton talking.
That is, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that's my buddy, Blake. I'm right
Stadium, will you just do me a solid? Can you throw a pass?
Because, you know, I'm the whitest, blackest country guy in the world. Do me a solid.
Well, it's all that him hanging out with, I think, Pharrell and them on The Voice.
Tony, listen. You're the starting quarterback. This is AT&T Stadium. Will you just do me a solid? Can you throw a pass to my buddy Luke here, man? Just throw him a pass. That's all I'm asking.
So Luke? I mean, look at him. Luke, can you even catch a pass? Hell yes.
I can.
I brought my sticky gloves.
I did. See, what y'all didn't see was how I jerked off Blake.
Is that why they were sticky?
Yep. I tell you what, man, his spooge is as good as pine tar. He's got that special oaky jizz.
Oaky jizz? I didn't realize that was sicker than, like, other states.
Oh, yeah, Tennessee, that's all watery.
The clear stuff?
Yeah, it just runs off the table. It's nasty. No, man, you need that good oaky jizz. It sticks to everything.
You get you some Blake Shelton. Uh-huh. Get some of his jizz on your hand, uh-huh. All of a sudden, you're Spider-Man.
I am. I go around spinning web from house to house in my neighborhood.
Climbing up and down skyscrapers?
I do. At the skyscrapers and on my children's jungle gym. Sometimes my wife's cooking, I hit her in the back of the head with it. Spider-Man, baby.
What the hell you need sticky gloves for? Your hands are already sticky.
From my sperm.
Uh-huh. Man, that special oaky jizz. I've been wanting to say that joke for 4 hours.
You've been sitting on that?
Uh-huh.
Pun intended.
Yep.
All right, Luke, you ready?
I'm getting out of the way.
You guys ready?
Bad deal.
Does he actually throw it during this clip?
Yeah, he throws it. Luke catches it. Everybody's excited.
How far was it, really?
10, 20 yards. Actually, I didn't even see it.
That's a pretty good distance.
Yeah, it's not bad. He got it. But he did. He did have his sticky gloves.
He did?
He had. Yeah, yeah. I think it was like the cowboy ones.
Already sticky. All right, Luke, you ready?
I'm getting out of the way.
You guys ready?
Bad deal.
Give me that. Just to make sure this is legit. This isn't one of them deflated balls, is it?
Oh, man, Blake's coming.
Blake, we're the Dallas Cowboys. We have real balls.
Ooh, you got real balls, but Tony ain't got no rings. Me, however, ACM and CMA Entertainer of the Year. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. A few other things you may have missed.
So he did or did not throw the pass?
Yeah, he did.
Because I would have thought the crowd would have erupted.
I think they were all just a constant roar.
Oh. That's a pretty good distance. Mm. Where was Tony?
He was on like a central stage, and then they were off on the side, I think on the floor somewhere.
Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it a good catch?
It looked good, sure. He caught it. I mean, he's not going to be lining up a wide receiver for the Cowboys anytime soon, but you know, he can catch a football.
I think Blake should have jumped in the way. Ow. Deflected.
But best not. I kick his ass. I'm going to catch a ball from an all-star quarterback with the best dimples on the damn planet.
You want to get on my FU list?
Mm-mm, you don't.
Along with the,
and that
the
time that
Mo,
I,
but not Joe, no. And the J.R. Schumann.
Yeah, that's sack of...
the bleep.
Yeah. That sack of J.R. Schumann all up on that country radio. A few other things you may have missed last night. People had the tendency to say hello to Dallas. Man, Arlingtonians can get militant. They get pissed if you say Dallas.
They're very proprietary about the stadium being in Arlington.
I know. I used to be afraid of the Black Panthers, and then I saw the picket line for these militant Arlingtonians. Crazy. Plus, you also, but speaking of Dallas, they show the cutaways, you know, during the broadcast, all the chicks dressed up, all these Dallas bitches coming dressed up like it's a, oh, I need my bleep.
Oh, like it's a.
Like it's a damn prom or something. Bitch, it's a concert, not a damn cotillion. Also, before the broadcast, I made sure to get my teeth buffed.
I thought they were already pretty white.
That's why I just had them buffed. Just an extra sheen.
Turtle wax.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Armor All. Plus, right. It's a country concert. There's plenty of whitening agents.
I think that's the concept of a country concert.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was just as crazy backstage. I went into my dressing room and found Jerry Reynolds eating all my damn cold cuts. Seriously. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. You ever seen someone wolf down 40 slices of ham in 3 minutes? He ate like $3,000 worth of prosciutto. Jason Aldean is fat.
Do you need a setup?
Nope.
I don't have to say how fat is he?
No. He's just fat.
All right.
I think he knows it. He has to get his jeans tailor-made. It's sad. It's tied on his little thighs and his big muffin top sticking out the top.
So you think he's thin?
He dresses like it, but then we all know that he wears a girdle. He took it off once, and it kicked me off his damn bus. Pouring out the windows. Yeah. Also, old boy Jerry Jones brought in a squadron of topless dancers from Ardmore. I know people make fun of them and all, but them bitches are the real deal. I saw one of them try and suck a car tire through a crazy straw.
That would have kept my attention. Just watching that little black dot.
Mm-hmm.
Working its way.
It was impressive, man. And some other things you may have missed on the telecast. I wear jeggings. A lot.
What is that?
You don't know what jeggings are?
No.
Leggings, but they look like denim. Ladies love it.
Kind of like painted on pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like pajama jeans.
Yep. Yeah, you don't leave a whole lot to the imagination wearing them suckers. We sacrificed a lamb in the name of Porter Wagner before the show.
That should bring him back.
Mm-hmm. Some useless catering guy thought it'd be a good idea to serve ice cream without sprinkles. So me and Blake murdered him. But the best part was after the show. That's where we got drunk. Got drunk after the show, and we played Keep Away with Randy Travis.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
It's Rodney Anderson with Supreme Lending, 1-800-EXPRESS, the website, rodneyanderson.com. What you got today?
We're doing a lot of purchases, a lot of refinances, getting a lot of contracts, but I will tell you, there's a lot of business being done that we're doing with VA loans, Russ, and we talk about them all the time, but I received 4 different contracts today from people buying homes doing VA loans, and these properties are, you know, $250,000 was one, $339,000 another one $350,000, so there's a lot of business being done out there, and why VA loans offer no money down to home buyers that are military veterans.
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, really, we should give them free homes, but...
Right. I would agree with you. And we're receiving... People always pick up the phone and they call some of these lenders and they're quoting 30, 45, 60 days to do a mortgage, and we're doing VA loans in 15 days. And so if you're a military veteran, hey, it's a great opportunity. Also, I just talked to a Russ Martin listener a few moments ago. Up in McKinney, has a lot of equity in his home, owes about $220,000 on their mortgage. He was sitting there paying about 5.5%, and he had about $40,000 in credit card debt. He was able to do a cash out, completely get out of credit card debt, do a 15-year, and he's like, he looked at the numbers, and he's like, this is a no-brainer for me. He said, why would I pay 28% interest on a credit card when I can get interest a lot lower on a mortgage? So I'd recommend people buying a refi. We're here until 7 p.m. this evening. Give us a call. Let's talk about your situation. We're closing our purchases in 8 to 15 days and refis in 15 days or less.
All right.
You didn't have to do a damn thing today, did you? You just had to sit back and listen.
I'm drunk.
What? Are you still drinking Jack Daniels?
I'm drinking vodka today.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite vodka?
What are we drinking today, Clo? Lone Star vodka.
Lone Star, is that very good? I never drink that.
I don't know. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Obviously, well, it works. 5:36, another check on traffic over the MyPlace.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. We're getting started off in Dallas, westbound 20, right at I-35. Got an accident blocking the entrance ramp there. Traffic's backed up back to Houston School Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before the tollway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Lunar Road. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, just after Royal, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Beltline. And finally, in Haltom City, eastbound 121, right at Minnis Road, got some debris blocking the roadway. That one has traffic backed up back from Beach Street. Flying high over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy at 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
The Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, the skies will be clear. Expect an overnight low around 51, then tomorrow partly cloudy. High of 77. Right now, 70. The 97.1 to Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. ACM crap. Oh, speaking of ACMs and country music, music legend Willie Nelson is jumping into the movement to commercialize marijuana, and he plans to roll out his own brand of cannabis that he intends to make the best on the market. The singer-songwriter announced in a statement on Monday that Willie's Reserve will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, two states where recreational use of the drug is legal. A release explaining Willie's Reserve says it reflects Nelson's appreciation for the many varieties and range of the plant's qualities. The release says 81-year-old Nelson will collaborate and master growers to define standards for the strain.
What do you want me to say?
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Plus, if you think about it, he's been building up to this moment in his life for most of his life. Where you think about it, here he is, he's going to be 81 years old, and I bet he will have the best-selling weed possibly on the market.
Yeah, I can't think of another name you'd throw on a brand of weed.
It's between him and Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Those two right there.
And it was released today, this official statement mm-hmm. thing? Okay, makes sense.
I mean, does Snoop already have a weed strain? Or does he have a deal like Willie does?
I don't think so.
He's missing out.
Snoop probably smokes it straight out of Coolio's hair. Why does today? Oh, okay. I got it. April. All right.
Yeah.
How did 420 become associated with pot?
Technically, no one knows for sure. There are theories, but.
Yeah. There is no known specific reason. They can't find it. How it happened. There's a few people, oh, I think it's this or that, but there's nothing definitive.
Well, what are a few speculations?
Someone started it when they were doing Easter eggs one Easter. That was one thing that was thrown out there. And two guys, forgot their names.
Hey, man, you want to try smoking eggs? This don't work. Let's try weed instead.
Oh, that's better.
It's a lot better on Easter.
I heard that it was a High Times magazine article on a bunch of dudes who got together after school at 420 and smoked weed, and they called it 420 Club, and that's where it rolled on from.
I see what you did there.
What? Rolled on?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't intend that.
Okay. Next time, own it. Be like, yeah, I did that pun on purpose.
Died.
What happened to you smoking weed?
I don't know. Alcohol is just so much easier.
Well, it's,
and it's legal.
Yeah, that's...
You don't have to worry about somebody kicking your front door open going, you smoking weed? No. I was thinking about it, but then I decided to my dog instead. Okay, then. Don't make us come back.
Gross.
Is that dog smoking weed? No, sir. All right, then.
Jake, when they do that, they wait like 5 minutes and they kick the door back open just to see if you picked back up whatever you were doing.
Yeah, you see that a lot in the motion pictures.
Yeah.
Like it's, somebody comes in to check on something, and as soon as they leave, everybody comes out like it's safe. Like nobody's going to just immediately come out and go, ha-ha! See, I knew you were holding her hostage and smoking weed. And I bet you carried her over state lines against her will. That's a man act.
Ooh, that's a big bust.
Now, I suggest you hide everything. I told you! It's like, have you never heard of anybody just jumping back in?
I guess not.
Burn notice. It was on
USA.
They were big about that. As soon as, you know, somebody would come in and check. All right, is he in here? Nope, I haven't seen him in days. Okay, then. Damn it. Then everybody jumps out like it's safe. Nobody locks the door. Nobody looks out the window to see if they're gone. They just jump out and go, whoo, guy, whoo, close, whoo, sweat, wipe, forehead, go.
That happens on cops, though. Cops a lot on the TV show. Somebody will come knock on the door looking for someone. Oh, not here, not here. Cops will leave, sit around the corner. All of a sudden, they'll come out, get in a car, and leave and catch them that way. And they say that happens all the time. Like a dumbass.
At least check out the window.
Yeah.
For a couple of minutes. Plus, the shirts that you guys wear, you might as well just write on there, perp.
What kind of shirt?
Well, the tank tops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like...
That's so true.
It's either no shirt or the tank tops. I don't like calling them wife beaters.
I understand. But yeah, the real tight white tank tops. Yeah, you're right. That's good. You might as well be wearing a ski mask.
Just holding a sign. I did it. Pick me up. Here's my release that you can show me on cops. Because the ones that aren't blurred, they sign releases.
I remember when I first heard that, because I thought it was, since you got arrested, then it was all part of public record. They could just use it.
And on television, you got to sign a release if it's a it's not a news report. Like, Cops is a syndicated show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a news
report. Because some of them, their faces are blurred. The ones that aren't blurred, I sign a release. Because I'm beating this one. It's like I beat that bitch.
Okay. Since it's a show, does that mean they get compensated in some way?
I think when you sign a release,
you're waiving any.
I would guess it varies from state to state. Say it's California, you may get 5 1/4, which I think is the day rate for SAG-AFTRA.
Okay. Which might help for your bail, your lawyer.
I don't know. 5 1/4 may be. You got a speaking line. I don't know. I don't know what they pay extras.
I got no clue.
Which line, Alfie? Are all these weed calls?
Pretty much everyone is. Yeah, they are all weed calls. Shari's on line 3 if you want. I think her theory's wrong, though.
Okay. 3, Shari. Yes, Shari?
Yeah, man, I was just calling dude and telling him I thought that 420 was Bob Marley's birthday. That's why they call it 420 day and smoke day.
Whose birthday?
Bob Marley.
Oh, Bob Marley.
But I can't check because my computer got a virus. I can't check it.
What did you catch on your computer? Did you get syphilis?
No.
You get rickets?
No, I got to take it in to the geek squad, let them see what's wrong.
You know they're going to look all in that computer and see what you've been looking at.
I don't care.
Would you look at it, catch a virus?
No.
Would you get?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What kind of porn?
No.
Sorry?
Huh?
What kind of porn?
No.
What?
I got plenty of DVDs. I ain't got to go on a computer for that.
What kind of DVDs you normally buy?
Men and women DVDs.
Doing what?
Stuff.
What stuff?
Stuff. You know, you look at them every day.
You don't know what I look at?
You tell us.
I look at honky fart.
Okay, whatever that is.
Oh, you know what honkyfart.com is?
No, I don't. But it's not Marley's birthday. That's what I thought. That's what I heard.
Hang on a second. Dan, are you looking to see if it's Bob Marley's birthday?
Yeah, it's not. Bob Marley was born February 6th, 1945.
Okay, February 6th ain't the same day.
Okay, well, I don't know what the hell.
Are you smoking weed today?
Oh, no.
Do you smoke weed?
Occasionally.
Where do you get your weed?
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh. Hey, now. She's not going to snitch.
Where do you get your weed?
Nah.
You better tell me.
I can't. I want.
Is it?
I'm drinking right now. That's mostly what I do.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a little brandy.
Brandy mixed with what? Weed?
No. Little Sprite, little brandy. Listen to y'all tripping out.
What do you do when you get really drunk?
Go to sleep.
Do you play with your twiddle?
No. I got help for that.
What you got? You bring somebody in from outside, one of the yard workers?
No, I got somebody help me with that.
You got a capuchin monkey?
No. It's a man. What's wrong with you?
You know what you need up inside that clam? You need a good works arrow cart. It's 8-1. You can put all kinds of things up in that clam. Plants, rocks, mud.
Crazy. Y'all took me out.
All right, I got to go.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Oh, man. I'm not going to change it to 9-1.
Those works arrow carts, they too small. I lost 4 in there last week. They need to put one of them rescue balloons or something on the end of it. Shoot off some kind of flare. Works arrow cart. They good. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. But...
they good, but they small. Only hold up to 300 pounds. Plenty of room up in there. I got guys coming in, going in and out of my clan with those works arrow carts. Look like miners. You waiting for something else?
I don't know. It's maybe like a Seven Dwarfs reference or something.
Seven Dwarfs.
I
can't say the eighth one.
See, it helped.
But he's the best.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the one with the big nose.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Nosy?
I think they all kind of had big noses.
Well, they dwarfs. They're all supposed to look funny.
Yeah.
I think that was Dopey.
Yeah, no, Dopey had the big ears.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's the eighth one with the arrow cart. Hauls my orgasms in and out.
Sexy dwarf.
I sure would like to get rid of this virus on my computer. I caught something bad.
Did you?
Yeah. I wouldn't look at nothing ugly.
Really?
I wouldn't.
I don't believe you.
You can get viruses from clean websites. You can.
But is that where you got yours?
I don't know where I got mine. I look at a bunch of different stuff. I was doing research for something.
What were you researching? Okay, then.
You pushy white bastard. I was trying to see if dogs really fart.
You could have just asked somebody. I can tell you that they do.
I checked the website. I tell you what, I'm telling you, don't go there because they ain't got nothing to do with dogs pooping, passing gas.
No, it sure doesn't.
Uh-uh.
What is it?
It's just some poor white chick going, how'd I get here?
Any more, Alfie?
A guy on line 2 was calling about Snoop's pot.
Yes, Chris.
Hey, man. I was just calling to tell you that I was in Washington State last October, and I went into a dispensary, and Snoop Dogg does have pot that he endorses. It's not like his brand or anything like what Willie's doing, but I tried it, and it was pretty crazy. And Bob Marley has his own brand, too. I think it's his kids that started it.
That, do you think they actually have anything to do with the growing process, or they just slap their name on it?
You know, from what I understand, like, okay, the Snoop one that I tried was called Snoop's Dream, and from what I understand, he endorses it. Like, he probably just went through a bunch of different strains, and he was like, this is my favorite, this is my dream, whatever. So he just slapped his name on that one.
I didn't know if it was like Jimmy Dean, the country singer who decided, you know, I'm going to start making sausage. I think he really made the sausage.
Yeah.
I don't think he just saw sausage and went, yeah, that's about the right size. Put my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like what Willie's doing, you know, he's going through and meeting with these guys and telling them, I like it to be like this and this and this, and they're probably going out and making it, you know, growing it how he wants it to his specifications.
So it's Willie's blend.
Yep.
Reserve, right? Is that what you said?
I don't know, blend, reserves, I don't care.
Well, Willie's blend is one thing, but it sounds classier when you say this here is Willie's reserve, which means it's reserved just for you. It's special.
This is everything Willie didn't get a chance to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
He picked it for himself. The rest of it, he's going to smoke with Shari.
Well, I don't smoke weed.
Really, Shari?
Sometimes I do. Right now, I'm drinking some brandy.
Okay.
And I had a little weed today.
Okay, but you just said
you
don't.
But it wasn't Willie's blend.
Well, whose was it?
Some woman. Chick weed. It was milky. I don't do nothing illegal.
You just said you smoke weed.
I smoke chick weed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it technically is not illegal. It's just
weed grows outside.
Yeah, it's just an odd thing to smoke. What else are you smoking out there?
Sometimes I smoke red tip Fatinas. If I could catch them, I smoke chiggers.
Please don't.
I don't plan on it. I smoke, what else in my backyard? Smoke dead bodies.
Okay, that's just weird. Jerry, I don't think you're smoking dead bodies.
I do smoke a type of grass, but I'd rather not say what it's called. But a lot of people use it just to ornate their yard.
Ground cover?
Yeah, I believe that's what it's called.
Are you looking at me like I'm looking at you? Like this is the
this
line.
This is a moment where somebody calls it, but ain't nobody want to say it.
No.
But if simians were to grow it,
stop it.
That's what it'd be called.
Mm-mm.
And they really call it that.
Mm-hmm.
I find it offensive.
But you're still smoking it.
Yeah, it's out front. It's free. I gotta go.
It's probably for the best.
All right, then.
Nice talking to you, Shari.
Word.
I remember when Eddie called. It was a yard guy.
Neil Sperry.
Said he had a particular type of grass in his front yard. But Eddie said the whole word.
Yeah.
Neil Sperry had no clue where the dump button was.
Because he never needed to know. Never needed to know until you came along.
I did not tell Black Eddie to call Neil Sperry and ask him about a certain type of grass.
However, if it wasn't for you, Black Eddie would not even have known who Neil Sperry was.
Black people got plants? Eddie wasn't blind until I don't think he went blind until he was 27.
Right, but at the time, Eddie was blind. I don't think he was doing a whole lot of gardening.
I got nothing.
I know. Because he called up, Black Eddie called up just to make that poor old man uncomfortable. And it worked.
I found the clip, but I don't think I should play it.
Then don't.
Okay. I have the clip of Alfie asking people why they're black.
That's a good substitute.
Line one. Yes, Johnny.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Look, I'm from Nigeria.
No, you're not. Alfie, what was he going to say?
He was saying that he's black and that he doesn't have a problem.
That guy wasn't black.
He could have had your weird accent.
Okay.
I can't tell over the phone, but...
Ask him next time.
I did ask him.
What did you ask him?
Why are you black?
Why?
I said, no, no.
Oh, man.
I can give you reasons, but you ain't going to believe none of them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go.
Can we break here?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
604, this is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by West 7th in Fort Worth. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Rosedale Street. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street in Haltom City. Eastbound 121 right at Menace Drive. Got some debris in the roadway. Traffic there is backed up back from Beach Street. Moving to Dallas, westbound 20 right at I-35. Got an accident blocking the entrance ramp. Traffic there is back from Houston School Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle in the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lunar Road. Finally in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Royal Miller. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from the tollway. So basically from Luna. Oh, God. No, not at all like that. Yeah, that's, I don't think so. It's a similar theme, though. Okay, well, caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to BFD 2015, May 31st at the Jexa Call Now. It's 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Account Tims. Clear tonight, 51 for a low, partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of storms, and a high of 77. Right now, it is 70. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Have I ever asked Shari when she called what the attraction is for her to this show?
I want to say you did the last time she called, but then I think you got distracted by something else.
Because she sounds, first of all, this short of, you know, being part of a fraternity at SMU, we're about as white as you can get. Open-minded white.
Yeah, we are some serious honkies.
And she sounds like one of those nurses they always throw into a movie. I've got to see my friend. Man, you better set your ass down.
Yeah.
Before I set it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the nurse. I'm the head nurse. The HNIC. I'm the head nurse in charge. Is that where you're going?
Yep.
Knuckles?
Knuckle up.
You got a central casting. I need a pushy black nurse to take charge. All right. We'll call Shari.
Mm-hmm.
You better set your ass down.
Yes, ma'am.
You get up one time, and you're going to be lucky that you ended up in the ER.
I'm sorry, the what?
ER.
Yeah, she would actually take the role of the black maid on Tom and Jerry to a whole new level.
I forgot what the maid did on Tom and Jerry.
Usually beat Tom's ass.
Tom was a cat?
Yep. But all you ever saw was just like her from like her lower legs, like the knees down. And I think we actually, last time we talked about her, I think we found out that her actual name was referred to as Mammy. And then you look back on it now and you think, wow, that is just horribly racist sounding.
But all you saw were her ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And that cat always got it.
Always got it.
Well, Jerry always set him up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jerry's a little prick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never could stop and talk and go, all right, which one of you two started this?
Always had to beat ass.
Always a cat gets it. Oh, there ain't no professional courtesy.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. None whatsoever.
Can't stop and talk about it.
Cat always got his ass beat.
Okay. Yeah, it was not good to be a cat in cartoons.
No, for some reason they give mice all the brains.
Yeah, and the birds.
Tweety Bird.
Yep, because Sylvester wasn't exactly running around with a genius IQ.
No, and that old lady always blamed it on the cat. Wonder why the cats always get it.
Well, because the cat was supposed to be, you know, watching the house, supposed to eat the mouse. And now all the mouse wants is just a little bit of cheese.
Bird's a cage. Cat knows to leave the bird alone. He's supposed to.
Supposed to.
I think that's stereotyping. I was thinking the cat did it. I have nothing to add.
All right. ESPN reporter Brick McHenry was suspended for 1 week for going off on a parking lot attendant, but a lot of her coworkers apparently don't want her back at all. TMZ spoke to several people at ESPN. No, I don't know if their idea of several is seven or not, but from the bottom all the way up to some quote-unquote famous faces off the record, and all of them thought a week off was too light. One high-level producer told TMZ she's the worst. Hopefully she'll be fired soon. Another one said ESPN...
I'm going to guess that she just wasn't copping a tude to those people that had towed her car.
That's what this is sounding like. It's not like we have a history of tude.
I can see people being pissed off because their car is towed, and it's a misdirection of anger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pissed off at towing company, even though I knew it was no parking zone. I get that. But that chick, that Britt McHenry.
You got it.
Talking to the lady at the towing place. Maybe if I lost some teeth, I could work here too. Bitch, I could knock some out. Sounds like you may need a job.
Yeah.
All right, let me finish this Marlboro and I'll knock all of them out.
Another person at ESPN, again off the record, said ESPN can find a million Brick McHenrys to replace her. And a third said he...
What is the Brick McHenry chick, what does she do for ESPN?
She's a reporter. I don't... Just field reporter. I don't know if she has any specific sport that she focuses on, but typically...
I don't know. Possibly she played a sport.
I don't know.
I was part of the league.
Were you the captain?
I owned it.
Then another one...
I was the president of SeaWorld.
Another one said that the person ESPN would be shocked if Britt did not lose her job. Meanwhile, Britt's defenders are pointing out that the tape that started her troubles was edited, and they say the full video would show that it was more of a back-and-forth argument than Britt just berating a helpless woman. Meanwhile, the towing company that released the video says Britt should not be fired. However, in one of the more ironically named groups, the Obesity Action Network wants Britt to apologize directly to the woman.
Why?
Fat shaming.
You're going to have to catch me up. I don't remember everything she said to that chick. Why don't you lose some weight?
Right. At the very end, she goes, and lose some weight, baby girl.
Yeah, she threw about all of my... I got a degree.
Yeah, she did looks, intelligence, teeth, weight, job. She was saying, that's why I'm on TV and you're in this trailer.
We also think the entire city of Mesquite deserve an apology for that tooth comment.
Maybe a quick little head nod to Saxy.
Uh-uh. Saxy got more teeth than us. They do.
I know. Okay, fine.
They're proud of the teeth they got. Hang on. I'm trying to think of a bumper sticker right now I saw in a Saxy car. Most of my teeth and kids.
I thought her rant was bad. It was completely gaseous.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going that right.
Okay.
But I know how people get pissed when their property's towed. I was pissed when I got my my dad's truck towed, but I wasn't ugly to the people.
Right.
I get irritated when I went, everything I need to get that vehicle out of your impound is in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let you back there. Okay. And you have to acquiesce because there's nothing you can do. You know you screwed up. In fact, I think even where I parked when I was unloading the truck, when I was moving into my apartment, I'm not sure, but I think a fire hydrant was pretty close. So I had all of it coming. But you still get twisted.
Yeah. Especially if you're right there and you see, you're thinking that, well, I'm only here just, you know, for a few minutes or just temporarily. If someone needs me to move, I will. Happy to do it.
Yeah, I'm up and down the stairs every 30 seconds, but, you know, the law is in its place for a reason.
I remember back when in college, the apartment I was living in, I went out one day to take my car to work, and hey, I got no car. My first thought was, it's probably been stolen. Didn't live in the greatest neighborhood. Then I go, I can't remember if they left a note or whatever it was. The car had been towed because my either inspection or registration had expired. So it was done by the apartment complex. So technically, my fault because I hadn't done it. But I hadn't done it because I really couldn't afford to do it yet. So now I'm in a deeper hole.
Well, if it's part of the whatever the contract is that you signed, the standard contract for
apartments, yeah.
It probably says all vehicles here must be current on all registration, inspection, whatever.
And it did.
To me, that's just a scam.
It is.
What do you care? As long as I pay my rent.
Exactly.
They do it to keep people from just storing cars in the apartment lot.
And you know what? And I get that. And I don't remember much about the scenario. The two things I really do remember, other than the car being towed, was them showing me the part of my lease that I signed that I have to maintain the current stuff. And then also them saying, well, we got to make sure no one's just storing cars here. And I told them, my apartment is right behind the office. You can see my car when you people go outside to smoke. You know I use it every day. I'm not leaving it here.
Well, we don't go outside every day to smoke.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, at the time you did.
No, I don't. I stopped smoking almost 23 hours ago. I give up.
Okay.
Your car wasn't marked properly, so we towed it. I noticed it while I was outside dipping.
So you switched?
Yeah.
From one type of tobacco to...
I figure lip cancer is better than lung cancer.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
That's why your car got towed. Deadbeat.
Gonna be really deadbeat in a couple of weeks. My check for rent bounces.
Vagabond car. Sorry, I had to spit. I'm an old woman.
I understand. Okay, that was it with the Britt McKay. If you wanted, I still have the audio from when she went off on the lady.
What cut?
I don't have it numbered anymore. Just look for Britt.
I'll search it.
B-R-I-T-T.
Bitch, I can spell.
I'm just helping. Fill in time.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll work.
Makes my skin crawl. Maybe next time you don't park in a no towing zone.
Mm.
Or no parking zone. Or we tow.
Get you out of here, quickly. Yep, that's all you care about is just taking people's money.
Yeah, I bet you don't take money from ESPN. They drop off your check. You go, no, you keep that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to give this lady, I'm going to guess she's overweight, only by the way this Brett McHenry, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Described her. It was a plus-size gal.
Yes.
Bet you just enjoy taking people's money. I bet you do, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you work free for ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you about to.
Get out of here, buddy.
Yep, that's all you care about is just taking people's money.
Yeah.
With no education.
Yeah.
No skill set.
No education, no what?
Skill set. That's what I love about this. This, we didn't dig into this last week. This is a great example of TV people. And in this case, specifically, TV bitch. Thinks she's better than everybody else simply because she's on a picture box. I'm on TV. Who cares? Skill set. What is it? You hold the microphone and you talk into it, and for the most part, what you're doing is you're repeating information that was told to you by an actual expert.
Well, I know about sports. I'm Brett McHenry.
And how, that's not exactly a skill set. That's just a marketable thing. And
I'm
even then,
able to analyze sports and convey it to the masses.
We don't know if you can analyze it. We know you can convey quotes from an expert to the masses.
I have a degree. Do you have a degree?
What does having a degree prove?
Do you have a degree? That's a yes or a no.
No, I don't.
Okay, then.
So you having your degree and a master's, what does that prove?
That means I'm on television and you're not. You're on radio.
Yes, I am. And you think you're better than everyone else because you're on TV?
I certainly do.
Well,
look at this blonde hair and these big boobs.
Oh, yeah. That's something else that's beautiful because you get to brag about that because clearly you had so much to do with that.
I did. I bought the hair color. I paid for the implant. You are nothing but a radio guy, which, as we've heard many times, is nothing more than broken television. Degree, skill set, you, radio, no picture, broken television, me, no car.
That's right. Let's also keep in mind that I can do what you do. You cannot do what I do.
Oh, what is it you do? You read other people's words every day.
Yes, yet I make it entertaining. And only one of us has been on the TV everywhere, not for her job, but for being a giant to everyone else.
Are you talking about me?
Yep.
I wasn't a giant to everyone else, just one chick that towed my car.
Oh, really? You're nice to everybody?
I am.
I bet you're not.
I am an angel. Straight from heaven.
More like a succubus that comes in the middle of the night.
You don't know when I come.
It's the fact that nobody from ESPN has said,
hey, you know what? People get pissed off when they get their cars towed,
mm-hmm,
or their tars towed. Everybody gets mad from time to time.
That's right.
Let it go.
Nobody said that.
Fry that bitch.
They couldn't. Had she just stuck with the facts of just being a good old-fashioned, I'm pissed at you because you towed my car, they could have gotten away with it. But her going the mean girl route and knocking this chick down for everything that she could.
It's like everything she could pick apart.
Just wanted to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why do you have a brain and you don't?
Looks like,
yeah. Maybe if I was missing some people at home, huh?
Yeah, I feel like you had to touch your fruit a little bit.
Oh, like yours? Yeah. They look so stunning. Because
yeah.
I'm on television and you're on
a
trailer, honey.
Have a nice.
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Yeah.
I'm on television. It's because you're on television doesn't mean that you've achieved anything.
Exactly.
A lot of people been on TV. I've been on TV. two different reasons. One time I got paid and one time I was getting blown.
And that's it. The hierarchy in people's minds, I think they're better than somebody else just because they were on TV or... And what I think what also bothers me about this is not... This is not a rare person. This is not a rare type, the Brit McHenry. There are bitches like this all over Dallas.
But not Fort Worth?
Fort Worth is a lot better. More grounded. I mean, there's still going to be bitches in Fort Worth, but seriously, mm-hmm, when you think Fort Worth, Dallas, and you say bitches, where are you going to gravitate towards?
Man, we're trying to work on our chick numbers.
I understand, but these chicks, those chicks are not listening to us. I can give you the zip code of the bitches.
And they're all start with 75.
Yup.
Yeah, the 76 bitches seem to be a little better.
Mm-hmm.
817 bitches.
Mm-hmm.
214?
Uh-uh.
No good. 817 just sounds friendlier.
Yeah. It's kind of like even last night at the ACMs when they would show the women in the audience. Like I made the joke earlier. It's like you could tell the Dallas bitches because they're all dressed up like they were going to prom. Why?
I saw a few clips.
You're not the famous one here.
There was a lot of cleavage anytime they shot to the crowd. A lot. Chicks that didn't need to be showing any cleavage. Just shoving out. Like, they brawl. It was about ready to go. Okay, this noise. I've had it.
Gonna pop out, slap him in the head, and knock him out.
Yeah. There was one chick that Tara.
Hey, somebody better watch out because one of my knees is making a run for it. Tara, what?
On Facebook, she's Facebook friends with the chick who went to the ACMs. I mean, she knew a bunch of people that went, but this one chick, she showed me the photos. This woman was dressed like she was the celebrity. Like she's going as if somehow someone's going to notice her and say, "You must be famous. Look at how dressed you are. How nice you look."
I must look you up on Facebook. I think you on the TV set. The way your boobs stick up out of your bra, and even the part of your boob that sticks up out of the bra is milky.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad your cans are if they sag outside your bra? They stick up, and even the cleavage is saggy?
Yeah.
I don't want none of that.
Mm-mm.
I look outside of my cows. They got better cleavage than you.
I won't take any of these calls.
Chick on line 2. I don't know her name yet, though. What's your name, sweetie?
It's not sweetie.
What's your name?
It's ma'am.
All right, Tammy, I'll put you on hold. Stay there.
Tammy.
You call her sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think you can call him sweetie.
She sounds like a sweet lady.
You're a pig.
You're a massengillist. Is that close?
No.
What's her name?
Tammy.
Oh. What is it, sweetie? Tammy.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I just had some input. I work at an impound shop, a record shop.
A record shop?
Record.
Yeah.
A record. Got it. And?
I just wanted to add, the worst part of the business as far as the impound side is really wealthy people. It's horrible. I've been doing this for over 18 years, and it just blows me away. A little bit of money entitles people, and I see why they're so wealthy. They don't want to come off with it for one second. I don't know. It's just crazy. My husband got killed towing cars.
He got shot? Killed?
He got killed, yeah. He was blown over on the side of the freeway.
Okay.
Are there
poorer people? Are they easier to deal with when they're trying to get their cars back?
Oh my God, they're so sweet.
Almost to the point to where you feel guilty about taking their cash?
It breaks my heart. But the laws are in place for a reason.
Are you hot?
I'm sorry?
Are you good looking?
I think so. I walk around with sexy in my body all day long.
Mm.
just trying to get out.
The construction workers holler at you and go, "Hey, sweetheart!" You get a lot of catcalls?
Yes.
Good for you. Well, there's a balance. You got to deal with a-holes at your job. At least men, respectable men, give you the credit you deserve.
Yeah. Have guys whose car's been towed, have they ever tried to hit on you? Like, try to say, "Hey, once I, if you give me back my car, I'll take you out"?
Oh, my God, yes, all the time.
Does it work?
No.
Man, somebody's uppity. Get your car towed, and all of a sudden, she's better than you.
Ain't no upside to that phone call. No, it doesn't work. I know they're games. Hey, sweetheart. I carry this real rooster around just so I can dodge another FCC fine.
Oh, yeah?
When I go, hey, want to look at my cock? Touch it.
Pet it.
Mm-hmm. Pet it. I tell you what. I will let you take my cock home. Call it George. Keep it for your own. I can go buy another cock. Or maybe you just want a picture with it. You want to take a cocky? Break?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, don't be disdainful about it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Really, 6? 6:37. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy. I didn't realize it was that late. First of all, the computer says it's 8:37. Right. Bitch, I know that. 6:37, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Let's get started off in Dallas. Go southbound 75 just after Royal Lane. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from the Beltline in Richardson. Also in Dallas, eastbound in the bush, right at Midway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from I-35. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Royal Miller, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from the tollway. In Haltom City, eastbound 121, right at Minnis. That earlier incident there has been cleared out. Traffic is backed up back from Beach Street. Final lane, Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Rosedale. That accident there is now gone. Traffic still unwinding back from Northeast 28th Street. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SaveNorthTexasWater.com. Clear skies and 51 tonight, tomorrow. Partly cloudy, a chance of storms at a high of 77. Right now, it is 70 at 97.1 to Eagle.
Yeah. Okay. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, Daniel, what else you got?
A female flyer was kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight on Thursday after allegedly jabbing another passenger in the arm with a pen. The passenger was removed from the flight for poking her seatmate with a pen to stop him from snoring. Lenny Mordarski was asleep as the plane was taxiing down the runway at Chicago's Midway en route to Manchester, New Hampshire, when a woman got agitated and stuck him in the arm with the pen. One person.
Who got kicked off? The pen person or the snoring person?
The pen person.
All right.
When Don Sutton said, I was right beside him the whole time. I didn't hear snoring. I guess his arm kind of brushed over to her, and she just went nuts and started stabbing him with her pen. He screamed really loud and almost sounded like a little girl. The woman smirked afterward, according to the guy who got stabbed, but remained silent. The pilot returned the aircraft to the gate where the woman was removed from the flight. No word on whether or not she faced any charges or just got kicked off.
I wonder if you were open to civil action by the other people that were detained on the flight.
I would think you should be.
I've never heard it come up, especially if it's something as benign as, well, this guy was snoring. I used to do it to my husband all the time, except I stabbed him with a fondue fork.
Although the times where a plane has to be diverted or turn back around after you've been in flight somewhere for some type of disturbance.
Well, and it changes the entire schedule for the airline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you lose your place in line. And it rearranges the entire... It seems like you could get sued by a plethora heavy of people. Air traffic controllers, FAA, mm-hmm. anybody that's affected by the fact that you couldn't just go slap the guy and go, hey, you're snoring.
Or hell,
you got to stab him.
Yeah, or hell, even the airline, just for the loss of money that they're inevitably going to incur. Like, if nothing else, the cost in extra fuel, let alone the delays from that are going to be like a ripple effect around wherever they fly.
Well, it was your pilot that made the decision to turn around.
You're the one that's stabbing people in the cabin.
I just stabbed him with a big pen. How much damage could I do?
Enough where he screamed like a little girl, and now you're a threat on the flight.
I didn't know he was a pussy.
You stabbed him with a pen.
I didn't stab him and break his skin.
Well, he was in a lot of pain, and you were stabbing him, and you seemed pleased with yourself.
Well, then maybe people should walk around with a name tag that says, hello, my name is I'm a pussy. So you know not to stab him with a pen.
Did you go to kindergarten?
I did.
Do you remember the part at some point in kindergarten, I'm pretty sure they said, don't stab your friend. Don't stab your classmates.
And I never did.
Don't stab anyone, period.
Nobody ever said that.
Damn, loopholes.
They said, don't stab your classmates, don't stab your friends. I didn't know this man. He was just snoring. Luckily, I had a Bic.
You better hope it was a Bic, because it could have been one of those Fine Point.
No, I didn't have one of those.
Kind of like, was that what it is, Fine Point? Yeah, a Uniball, like one of these, where it looks like a little, like a sharp tip.
I'm sorry, I don't own a Tito pen.
A Tito pen?
You know, from the Jacksons.
Uniball?
Yeah, he's only got one bow. Thank
See,
you.
I give you credit. Most people would have gone with the Lance Armstrong. No, not you.
I'm old school.
Uh-huh.
Tito pen. Anybody could say Lance pen.
Yeah, you went Motown.
So no charges against her?
Not that I've heard.
I think if you take a federal aircraft or an aircraft that's governed by the feds, mm-hmm. have to turn it around, you file something against her.
Yes.
You're right. The airline, okay, you think jet fuel, you think there's just some kind of jet ferry that comes in and gives us free jet fuel?
Right.
And these, all these people that work on this jet, you think they're working for free? You jab this guy in the neck. First of all, he can sue you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think anybody else that said, hey, I had to be in the...
The flight was going to New Hampshire.
Okay.
So Boston.
I'm just trying to think of a city. I got to be in Tecumseh by 4:30. I don't even know if that's a city. You know, civil action with that.
I don't know.
The only thing that happens to her is she gets thrown off the flight. She's inconvenienced. So is everybody else.
But yet you feel like it should be more, especially when, had she done that to somebody in front of a police officer, she'd have been arrested.
Yeah, what makes you think there's some type of special dispensation because you're on a plane? This guy's snoring. I have a right not to listen to him snore, so I will stab him with whatever's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky for him, I did not have a Tito Jackson pen. Which could have punctured his carotid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she might have started with the arm, but who's to say that, you know, had the flight not been diverted, she'd have gone all Jason Bourne on that poor guy.
The guy didn't file any charges?
I guess not.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, though, that something else will come from that. Ben Affleck was featured on the PBS show Finding Your Roots last October, but he was not happy with one of the roots that they discovered. The show found that one of Ben's ancestors was a slave owner.
Oh, hell.
And he kindly asked him, hey, just keep that off the show.
Get your back on up on that one. Yeah.
Now, this just came to light.
It's like, dude, you white.
Yeah.
You had to know this was going to, the possibility it was going to pop up in your woodpile. Except for my dad's side of the family, I'm pretty sure my mom's side of the family is in the clear. Because they're all from Sicily.
Okay.
I think.
And when did they come here? It was your grandparents.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that was
no
long
chance.
After the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
My dad's side of the family, I'm not really sure. I think my dad's side of the family was a good portion Indian.
Okay.
So, who knows? I may own part of Choctaw.
I doubt it.
I could own a piece of it. Why not?
I think if you stood a chance to own any piece of that, you'd already own a piece of that.
Well, I might deserve some reparations.
I don't
think. The thing is, I don't know what part Indian my dad's side was.
Right. Like, I think at a certain...
I know my mom's side of the family has full blown certified Dago. Where'd your family come from? Sicily? Dago.
It really is like the tip of the, you know, the tip, yes. Tip of the top right there.
And like AKC Italian.
Yeah. Man, if you're going to be Italian, that's the Italian you should be from Sicily. You're not even mainland Italian. You're your own special Italian island.
Even regular Italians don't have a deep dish pizza named after them.
Mm-mm.
It's Sicilian.
Anyway, back to the Ben Affleck slave owner. This just came to light in newly released hacked Sony emails between the show's host and a Sony executive who said it could look bad for them if they got caught leaving it out. But they also didn't seem to think it was that big of a deal because they noted that several people they've done shows on had ancestors who owned slaves, including
there were presidents who owned slaves.
Right. Including Anderson Cooper and Ken Burns.
I don't know who Ken Burns is.
Documentarian. Most famous for doing a documentary on the Civil War.
I think if you're white, there's... I don't want to say the odds are in your favor, but there's a pretty good chance your ancestors might have been slave owners.
Or at the very least, if you're like good, strong, honky white, if not slave owners...
Well, what is good, strong, honky white?
Like, there's not a whole lot of mix going on. Like,
well, how do you know if there's a mix or not? How do you know if you good, strong, honky white? What kind of test do you take for that?
That I think you'd have to go through some type. You have to like look at your family tree.
But what would you consider good, strong, honky white?
Well, I think racists would see it as there is, you know, no mixing of the races. It's basically all of your ancestors were just white folk.
All right. So you think if there's a mixing of the races, you've got to take the word good out of it.
No, I was being absurd on purpose.
That's not what I got out of it. Alfie?
Yeah, Dan's a racist.
He has no clue what we're talking about because he's answering phones and switching cameras.
Yeah, he's got no clue.
What do you think, Alfie?
That's right, Dan's a racist.
Do you know what we're talking about? No, but I know Dan hates f***ers.
Damn, Alfie.
He's got his own show on one of the shopping networks, the GSHW. Good, strong, honky, white network.
You should really tune in for our white sales.
That's only in January?
Yep. It's a big month for us.
Never mind. I can't say the rest of it.
Okay. They did end up ignoring that particular ancestor for Affleck, but now they're saying it was only because they wanted to focus on more interesting parts of Ben's family history.
Well, Ben Affleck is not a racist.
Right, but
you can't blame things that came before you on you.
People still do, though. You're the representative of someone that did something bad.
But you didn't make those choices. You didn't ask to be born to a family whose ancestors owned slaves, as horrible as it was. I don't think I'd like it if somebody went, oh, look, somebody on your dad's side of the family owned slaves. Well, knowing my dad, he just signed Elvis on them and sold them at a flea market.
I don't know if I should laugh at that.
Well, that's what he would do if he had something he couldn't get rid of. He just signed Elvis. No matter what it was, at a flea market. Man, just signed it, Elvis. Anybody will buy it. What about this fine black man? One with Elvis on his back?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man, I don't think Elvis was alive then. Make no difference. Says Elvis.
Someone's going to fall for it.
I wouldn't be happy if there was anybody in my family that thought that way. I'm happy that I don't.
Yes.
Is that the way we save this?
Mm-hmm. No matter what the sins of your ancestors were.
Yeah, forget about sins of the father.
Yeah, you know with your accomplishments now.
You may not like it, but you wouldn't try and cover it up like Affleck's people.
It depends on how bad it was.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like, you know, you owned a couple of slaves, okay, you might be able to come back from that a little bit and save a little bit of face on the PR angle, but if you had like a couple hundred, and if there was any sort of history of, well, if they're slaves, they're obviously mistreated, but extremely bad treatment?
Extreme slavery?
Yeah, it's pretty redundant.
Man, we got to get somebody black in here to save us.
Ain't no one going to come save us.
We've gone from slavery to extreme slavery. You know, the bad kind of slavery.
Not the happy sing-songy type.
You know, we're bluebirds on your show.
We'll be back.
Say my name.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SaveNorthTexasWater.com. Only a couple incidents out there right now. We're getting started off in Dallas. Eastbound on the Bush right at Midway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic goes back to I-35. And also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Royal Miller. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. This one has traffic backed up back from the tollway. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace this Thursday at the Bomb Factory, plus entry for the winner and a guest to get into the 3 Days Grace Lounge also on Thursday. I know. It's very exciting, and it's all at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Clear and 51 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 77 for a high. Right now, 70. A 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
One of the bumpers that Chuck and I recorded, where he looked at it like Menudo. Let's throw anything in. Whistles, whatever that other noise was, horns, foil. Throw it in. It's going to fit.
Okay.
It's La Bamba.
That makes more sense. I thought you meant he was looking at like a young Hispanic boy band.
No, it's like a stew.
Right.
It's anything. And I'd like to point out the beginning doesn't really have any distortion. I played that clean.
Ooh.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Then it ends like Good Lovin' from the Rascals. You know the song?
No.
Good Lovin'. Bum, ba, bum.
That song is missing something, though.
What do you think it's missing?
Pig's grape.
I think about that.
You should always think pig's grape.
Well, I was thinking about maybe adding it now.
But the count is 0-0 for punchline. Uh-oh. The manager is...
Well, you don't know if I got a punchline coming or not.
Just got it up.
Just in case. Yes, you got it warming up in the bullpen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's one
those things you wait for like 7:15. All right. Ain't got no punchline. All right. 7:45 like last week. It's all right to take the shovel route.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he don't know. We've already had several punchlines. It's 7:45. 45 minutes longer than we needed to be here. Somebody sneak up behind him and...
Golden Corral his ass.
Time to go.
Say, that reminds me. Hell.
Should have left half an hour ago.
Wham. Did you not hear that punchline at 7:04, 7:06, 7:12?
7:22,
7:22
and a half.
What, are you drunk?
Yeah. Remember before when everybody laughed?
See, that's how we tell when we got a punchline. You say something, people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You keep going on. Drunk ass host.
Now you're getting the punchline shovel.
We're actually going to call Works Aero Cart to see if they sell great big shovels to knock a host ass out.
Enough to, you know, deliver a point and maybe a mild concussion, but nothing severe.
Not to kill him. Just to knock a out.
It's sponsored.
Oh, yeah.
By Works Aero Cart.
The Works Knockout Shovel.
He has gone too long. This show-ending shovel is brought to you by Works. Every time.
Best day is.
All right. Give me a couple stories that we can go.
Okay. There's a website that put together a list of erogenous zones that some people may not have known about, which I think is odd because most of these I think everyone's actually heard of, but go figure. Number one, they mention ears. Makes sense because I think a lot of people would think that would be or could be an erogenous zone. I'm going to come back to number two because that one is different. Number three, though, is feet. There's whole websites, you know, dedicated to that fetish. Four, inner thigh.
I've seen foot categories on porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
Foot fetish.
Yeah.
I want to see cans. I want to see clam. I want to see a tight ass. I don't want to see somebody getting whipped off by some chick's feet.
Well, that's, you know, clearly that you're not into it, but as much as you're into the straightforward stuff, the feet people are into the feet as much as you are into the straightless stuff.
I just like nice and clam. He's in clam. That's what gets my goat.
And how is there not a strip club by that name?
And clam?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And clam. Seems like that work.
It's perfect. I mean, sure, you might have a little bit of issue from, you know, from whatever city just because of the sign, but you don't even have to have it doesn't have to be spelled out.
But if you called it nipples and you might get sued by the dog food company.
Yeah.
That's too close to Kibbles. Or Kibblers. No, we're not going on that one.
No.
Nobody vote me out.
Number four, inner thigh. Number five, lower stomach. Like those, like the next few here just sound like ticklish spots. Inner thigh, lower stomach, and underarm. Because... Although that does remind me of the guy at the bar a couple months back where that was like the guy with like six teeth, and he said, you know what the best erroneous zones is? No, what's that? Armpit.
Chicks like it when you get in the armpit, especially if they got two or three teeth left in there.
Mm-hmm.
You get those, and then you tickle around the teeth into the hair. That makes them hot and wet. And they're certainly sure to orgasm.
That's really gross.
Thank you.
Also, the scalp, that's an erogenous zone. Which I think for most guys, that's true. And it doesn't necessarily have to be erogenous. It can just be a good scalp massage.
I'm just trying to think.
Any back, man to butter.
Back scratch.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Spine, that's the last one. Number eight.
Playing with my balls, that's an easy one. turn the mics off for this.
Oh, no.
I like that one.
Okay.
I
mean,
that's
Roger's
zone.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you, a little relief. Why don't you take over?
Yeah. That's pretty direct.
Yeah.
I'm tired of sitting here watching you jerking it myself. Why don't you take over for a while? Make me feel like you're part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of playing mystery date.
And then the one I skipped of the eight erogenous zones you may not have known about.
Make sure all the tires on my car are just at the same pressure.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
No, it's eyes.
Oh, I never would have gotten that one.
I don't think so. And what freaks me, I don't know what the eyes thing is as far as an erogenous zone.
Eyes look in the same direction?
I don't know what they're doing.
A lick in the eyes? I've had chicks lick my eyes.
That's my fear.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah, but then my dogs do it, and then I get weirded out.
Because you think they're hitting on you?
I don't think Twiggy is.
What about Boo?
The Beagle, yeah.
Could be a little foreplay going on.
I think she's setting me up for call to Frisco 911.
Uh-huh. Could set you up on your own drop cam.
Look at this. This man let me lick his eyeballs.
He's a freak. Put him behind bars.
That's not really one of my hot spots.
The eyes.
I tell you what, you look. I got to turn the mics off.
Of course.
You look my.
Mm.
Man, I'll paint your house.
Okay, that's unexpected.
Yeah. Just in case you ever need your house painted, you just come over and lick my hole.
I think that's
my erogenous zone.
I don't know if you should have said that out loud like that.
Well, I'm not going to paint anybody's house.
Well, I'm just saying, some people may need some work done.
You got to be hot.
Okay.
But married chick that used to come over to my house at noon on Wednesdays.
Oh, yes.
She liked to test things out. My husband doesn't like rimming. Can I test it out on you?
What?
Have all you want. I got hole to go around. Test it out.
I don't understand how it is. If her husband didn't like it, then why did she want to test it out on you?
Maybe she thought she wasn't doing it right.
Oh. Is there really a certain method? I mean, it seems kind of basic, straightforward.
I enjoyed it.
And who's this guy over here painting our house now?
I had to subcontract it out. He's going to paint our house, and he put new tires on all our cars. never had anybody do that?
No.
Man, it's good.
Okay.
Never?
No.
Not even your wife?
No.
Good friend?
Why? Are you offering?
I said good friend.
Oh, okay. No.
Because that's not something I'm going to do and then hold over your head later. Don't you remember the time that I ate your hole out?
I like knowing that that's not on the same level as giving me an iPad. Because that's still dangling.
Like, oh, yeah?
Oh, I've never done anything for you.
You only remember the times where I didn't help you move or I didn't come to your wedding. What about that time, though?
You didn't remember that? Oh, you didn't want to drive to Wise County?
Cleburne.
Cleburne County?
Johnson County.
Johnson County. Remember that? Remember the time I didn't go to your first wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Or your second wedding?
That's right.
But you don't, everybody all of a sudden forgets about the time when I ate your hole out. And did it good.
Yeah, I thought the snorkel was a nice touch.
Well, you never know when there are going to be surprises.
Because after all, it was friends, not good friends.
Well, one time I was doing that to a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He had hemorrhoids and made me sneeze.
Oh.
So
you know, because it tickled my nose.
I bet it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. For more information on The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClone.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next for all things 1190. For all things talk radio, 1190. Go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
Don't you remember the time that your asshole and your hemorrhoids gave me the Eskimo kiss?
Oh.
Rubbing noses back and forth.
Oh, man.
Oh. Either laugh at that or we're going to stay on.
The Metroplex.